This is the Xbox One Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com radio.
Left foot forward for the quarterback, takes the snap, retreats in the pocket, under a rush, throws across the middle, touchdown! Rob Gronkowski! He spikes with emphasis!
The Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart is your source for the latest news and reaction following every Patriots game.
Smith from the gun, under pressure, across the middle, that pass to the near side, picked off, a juggling interception, and it's the rookie Logan Ryan on the run, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone! Touchdown, Patriots!
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Shotgun snap to Taylor, eludes him, and careens into the end zone, and Chandler Jones picks it up, and Chandler Jones has a touchdown.
Now, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Uh-oh. So the question now, Andy, is how many pairs of shorts are you bringing to Arizona?
I think three.
You're going with three now. That number keeps going up by the hour.
You really think you're going to be able to wear shorts that often that you won't be able to,
shorts is a mindset, not
a weather.
But
if you have to wear them twice.
I love that. It's a mindset. I'm going to the damn Super Bowl.
This reminds
Phoenix.
Me of Houston.
That's like May 1st comes, shorts.
Exactly.
This reminds me of Houston when Brian Morey used that theory, and it was like, 40 degrees, and he's out there in shorts. I'm wearing shorts at the Super Bowl.
I think I'm bringing one pair.
How many bathing suits you bringing?
That's a good question. My hotel does have a heated pool.
Ours has I've been told, a water slide, but I think it's an outdoor water slide.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's heated
that's a good
or how
question
that'll
too.
Work.
Well, the Patriots are, in fact, going to Arizona. They are out on the field right now at Gillette Stadium.
Are they? I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah, I just saw it, actually. We just saw it on this monitor over here.
Is this not as big a deal as it used to be?
What?
It doesn't
presentation.
Feel.
Remember, I don't know. It seemed like
what, I remember, 96
like an 04.
Being a big deal. 2001 was
not
a big
not
deal.
Not 04, 03. It seemed like it was
one.
A huge deal. No, but the pomp and circumstance, I'm not saying for New England. I'm saying in the,
the
conference
game?
Championship.
The stage.
Well, I'll tell you.
It doesn't seem like it's as big as it
no,
used to
it
be.
Isn't. It isn't. It definitely isn't. There's not as much entertainment value, it doesn't feel like. Didn't they used to do halftime shows? Maybe not. I thought at one point they did a halftime show, but they certainly had. Remember, they used to have the AFC Championship party for the media, which that's long gone and hard to find. That used to give it a little more of a nice feel. But the Patriots shirts available.
I also used to like the old trophy.
$33 for
the old Lamar Hunt trophy with the wooden base.
Well,
I like the new one. I don't think the new one's as ugly as everybody else.
I think the
seems
new one is ridiculously ugly.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like I don't think it's ugly. I just like the old one better.
I thought the other one was ugly. You couldn't even. What is it? Oh, it's a part of a little stadium and
trophy.
Whatever.
It was a trophy.
Well, so's the new one.
It was
a hole.
It was a trophy.
All right, one of us going to snap. It might be me.
I'm just basking in the glow of. I got a little pick-me-up this week, Beetle, because someone called in and said, of all of us.
And you know what? Hold on. I'm going to cut you off, Paul. Because
there's
now,
the stage.
Now
there's
it kind of looks like it's a big
it
deal
is.
Again.
There's the pomp and circumstance.
There's the trophy Paul doesn't like.
Well, that's what I was looking at. That's what I was looking for, rather. But during the week, someone called up and said,
Teddy Bruschi is presenting the trophy.
I tend to get the games a little bit more along the lines of the way they unfold. And I'm happy that this one, because I was out there. I was going to take a lot of heat if the Patriots lost this game. Based on the way I talked all week, and this is exactly the way I saw this game unfolding.
Wait a minute, was Teddy Bruschi going to give the trophy to the Colts if they won, or do you have a different one?
I'm guessing that he was not going to present that trophy.
What do you mean a different one?
Presenter.
Oh, a different presenter. Okay, I thought you meant a different trophy.
I don't want to accept the trophy from Teddy Bruschi if I'm the Colts.
No, I don't think Teddy Bruschi would have given the trophy.
Good looking trophy right there. Gives you good grip so you don't drop it and bend it because you can reach into the football.
So it does seem that the stage is out.
The stage is out.
The hats are out.
The hats are out. The t-shirts are out.
The, what do they call that? Confetti? Flying?
Yep.
Yeah, it's stuck to the trophy.
It's all over the place.
Nothing,
and it's
says big, nothing says big time for a trophy when you get confetti stuck to it.
Yeah, it's.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
I'm with you on that.
That
Paul.
Is the single dumbest thing you've ever said.
Why can no one make fun of you? Can you explain that to me? Why do you have to be the only provocateur on all of us?
I'm just firing back a little. I'm having fun. It's a good time.
So we're all having fun, man. That was dominance. That game was over early.
It's a fun game.
Andy and I are pretty much done writing. That's dominance.
Devlin.
That's what we're looking
fourth,
for.
The fourth quarter, really, I mean, I'm happy that you guys could spend some time writing in the fourth quarter, but that fourth quarter, if you were at home or you were even in the stadium sitting in the rain, you're thinking to yourself, do we have to really play this? Can we just call it quits right here? Like, let's just end
this
thing.
The game was over when Andrew Luck overthrew Reggie Wayne on third and whatever in the first
half. That's what Andy would say.
That's when I wrote it. I gave the nod on Twitter. It was over.
There it
is.
That's
the game.
It was pretty bad.
He needed to be perfect, and he already wasn't perfect. He already missed a wide-open guy on third down.
I can hear the crowd erupting outside our door for Bill Belichick, who just raised the trophy, standing on that stage.
Bill's hair's all, like, poofed up and back.
He's had some hair issues lately, though.
Oh, did you see it on the press conference on Friday?
Yeah, I saw a
picture
of it.
Looks like he rolled out of bed. No wonder you were late, Bill.
It's good. He's putting
it up. Rob Gronkowski is dancing. Getting down. Maybe he doesn't have a back problem.
If you want to get on the show.
Dance. Why?
It's not a good look. He's not a good dancer.
I thought it was pretty fun.
Oh, it's fun. It's absolutely fun. I just don't think he's a good dancer.
That's okay. It's all right. You don't have to be a good dancer. It's all about the fun.
I can dance.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number.
He's got some confetti stuck to his head now.
He's terrible.
We obviously want to hear from you guys.
Look for a quarterback.
We want to hear from all of you and get your thoughts.
He's a lot better than
you. As you celebrate this win, as the Patriots are moving on to the Super Bowl, and I'm sure all of you are elated at that news. So we want to definitely get as many as your calls in as we can get between now and
a
couple
way.
Hours from now. We'll take all
get
kinds of this
up.
One. This is,
Jebediah is doing his press conference, if you're wondering, as well on NFL Network.
This is a night that if you're a player, or as
Jebediah
a fan
overthrow.
For sure, as a player, this is a time where you can, for a short time, say, you know what? This is something you got to celebrate.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I think there have been questions.
Hells to the yeah.
There have been. Well, Paul, I bring this up for this reason.
Did you see Malcolm Butler getting the crowd and dancing? I mean, as I said to Paul, Malcolm Butler, an undrafted rookie free agent out of, I don't know where, some small school in the South.
Because
Troy?
He could be out
say
of
this.
No, he could
Paul,
be
I bring
out of
this,
football next
Alabama,
year.
Alabama, West Alabama.
Yes,
West
that.
Alabama.
Paul, I bring it up for this reason. I think there were a couple of times where maybe the team did not take a step back and enjoy winning the AFC Championship, in one of those years may have been 07.
Oh, there was certainly. They treated
where
it as
there
a
was,
business trip.
Yeah.
They will not treat this as a business trip. I can guarantee it. Mr. Facebook Tom Brady has already set the tone. I know some people thought it was unpatriotic to have his little riding the horse thing that he put on Facebook. I think Tom Brady is going to set the tone for this team that this is special. We may not ever be back. Let's finish this damn trip.
I was talking with Dan Copen a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying,
dropping names,
this is a team that needs to have some fun. They're going to learn how to have some fun.
Of course, if I were going to drop a name.
Because that was what his best teams did when he was on a team winning Super Bowls, was we knew how to just go out and enjoy the game itself and obviously go out and execute and play well, but have fun doing it.
Because they
you know, don't lose sight of that.
Veteran teams that was the Brewskis and the Vrabels. They knew how to, you know, raise their hand, joke around in a meeting, but also be – I think that 07 team and some of the – they were mixed hodgepodges of young players, guys who hadn't won before, guys from other teams.
A lot of the veterans hadn't won before.
Do you think this team has that?
Has what?
The ability to have some fun
yes.
as they go along this process.
I think it's impossible for Rob Gronkowski to not have fun, and yet he's also one of your hardest workers and is going to produce on game day, although he wasn't actually great today. And I think they
great
have
touchdown.
Some of that. You know, Darrell Revis – I think we'll have Brandon Browner. I certainly think brings a swagger of attitude.
He's a fun guy,
but also
Brandon
Browner's
a fun guy.
I think they have a very nice balance of energy and work ethic that will suit them well over the next 2 weeks, heading into for some of them, not all of them, the biggest game of their lives.
It's good to hear. It's good to hear.
Just because I say it doesn't mean it's true.
Well, I mean, you do spend time around the team.
Well, I'll let you know after the plane flight out there. The plane flight out to Arizona last time was when
I
said they are in bleeping trouble.
The first inkling of trouble was the plane
Ask
ride
Paul,
to
Paul, I turned to him.
We
I
both
said,
looked
they
at
are
each
in
other
mother bleeping trouble.
There was a couple of things on the plane, and it was more observational than anything else, but a couple of signs on the plane that, and it wasn't like Bill Belichick was walking through the plane telling everybody to wipe the smile off. It nothing like that. It just seemed like there was an overall tightness to the team.
Although it was also a lot like Bill Belichick this week wouldn't tell anybody if they had a good week or a bad week of practice. I wouldn't have told you that if they hadn't lost the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? He goes back
no,
and tells
but we
you,
did.
Really, we had a good week of practice.
But,
no,
Andy,
but
we did talk about it during the week.
But I somewhat.
We said that they
had
we thought
I known
they were
going to lose, I would have talked about it more.
There's a number of players on that. There are players who are on that
None
team
of us thought
07,
they were going to lose.
Who have talked off the record about and not to me, because if it was to me, I wouldn't say it. But I know they've talked off the record to others about.
So now you can say it?
Yeah, basically, if a reporter is dumb enough to give out off-the-record information, fair game.
I've seen Dan Copen and Teddy Bruschi both talk openly about it.
On the record.
On the record,
there
were
some bad practices that week.
They said they had bad practices. They tried to put too much in, and they didn't really Teddy Bruschi said he's never felt the amount of pressure going into a football game that he felt going into that game, and he felt like they weren't ready to play it.
So that's why I think tonight's
important. They got overwhelmed by the moment.
I think you've got to enjoy this, and you've got to have fun along the way. Because there is, even if you're not chasing perfection, there's a ton of pressure to play in this game.
Well, there's chasing four.
Yeah, well, Brady is, and Belichick is,
but now the
Butler isn't, like
you
just said.
No, but the Patriots are.
But there's nowhere near the amount of pressure.
If you're Malcolm Butler, just because you didn't win the first three, you're on the team that got the fourth. What are they doing? Screwing around with the TVs.
I don't know, but there's nowhere near the amount of pressure on this team.
No, God,
no.
Not even close.
No. And I agree with Andy. It's number four, and it's a big deal to the Patriots and the organization and to Brady and Belichick. But it's not... It's not a situation where it's going to be a disaster if they lose. They're going to be humiliated if they somehow don't finish off this season. Some people are going to think that they can win. Some people are going to think they're going to lose. It's not one of these things that they're a prohibitive favorite. I think the opening line is they're 2-point underdogs, I believe.
I'd like to see the Sherman Thomas injuries before I decide whether I think the Patriots.
Well,
are
I think Sherman. He said he's going to play unless his arm falls, you know, even if his arm falls off. I think he has a hyperextended elbow or something like that.
If those two don't play, I think the Patriots are prohibited favorites.
Thomas, I would be more concerned.
Dislocated
about.
Shoulder, I heard.
I'd be more concerned that about that for the Seahawks. But 2 weeks.
I haven't seen any tweets on that.
We know they have a good program
up on that.
out there.
Yeah.
So I would expect both of those guys to play. I mean, do you think that they wouldn't play?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't know the injuries. I would assume they would, but, you know, sometimes they let guys play and finish a game.
Yeah.
And then once they do testing, they go, I can't in good conscience put you back out there.
I don't know how you could not have done any testing on those guys to get them back out there, though. I mean, can you do that in good conscience?
No, but you can do, manual testing. And then when they do an MRI, they realize, I can't put you back out there. That happens occasionally. I mean, it happens with some regularity, I think.
I suppose.
Yep. All right. 855-PATS-500. That's the phone
number. I think
it's going
to be a good game. I'm intrigued. I think we're not going to necessarily need to get into it tonight because we have 2 weeks to do it. But I think there's going to be some fun matchups in that game. You know, the whole team matchup. You know, the team trying to get their fourth versus the team that's trying to defend their title against the team that was the last team to win back-to-back titles. The comparisons have already begun. The Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, as Luck is as Peyton Manning kind of stuff, and those comparisons there. Certainly Rob Gronkowski versus Cam Chancellor in that physical Legion of Boom secondary. I mean, there's a lot of fun matchups, I think, in this game that we will break down, not to mention Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick, the last two coaches of your New England Patriots, the only two coaches that Robert Kraft has ever hired going head-to-head in the Super Bowl.
The line is kind of bouncing around from what I can see from people who have access to that information. It opened at -2.5 for Seattle. And according to some people, it's now even, depending on where you're looking at it.
You know why, Paul?
Earl Thomas and Richard Sherman.
Heck yeah.
Over-under at this point is at 49.
Yeah, and I would also say that it's probably that, you know, in terms of the betting is – the Patriots just put 45 up and look like the Patriots, and
right. The
Patriots are a huge draw. So they want to see if they
and
can.
Also,
they want to even off money.
Seattle didn't play great. They won. They didn't play great.
And they want to even
I
off
saw
money.
One of those stupid little things with 5 minutes to go. They had like a 2% chance to win the game.
Yeah,
or a
3% if it was the other
chance.
Way around, it wouldn't be as dramatic. But they know that the New England is going to draw the money because that's the – I mean, there's a lot of gamblers.
A lot of gamblers.
They're not as much on Seattle.
All right, so 855-PATS-500 is the phone number, and send your emails to webradio@patriots.com. We're getting to that segment right now. Okay. We're getting to the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Patriots postgame show.
All right, let's get to the good, the bad, and the injured from this game. It's an AFC Championship win for the Patriots, 45-7, your final score. They're moving on to Super Bowl 49 2 weeks from tonight against the Seattle Seahawks. Where do we start with the good? Well, where's the best in this game?
I think it's obvious. James Devlin with the second effort touchdown reception. Couple pushes on Tom Brady.
It was a nice play.
How about those pushes on Tom Brady when he had the sneaks?
Those are good. Yeah,
he needed those. No, but in all seriousness, I think you start with the ground game with LeGarrette Blount. They did what they were supposed to do. I'll give Josh McDaniels credit for doing what he was supposed to do, which is run the football against a team you can run on. LeGarrette Blount, what we say, 148 on a franchise record.
30 carries, 148 yards.
You did your job. 3 rushing touchdowns. But I would also, in conjunction, add in there as one sort of lump sum, I got to give the offensive line credit. You know, you had to move Wendell to center. Josh Klein played. They brought in Marcus Cannon on the goal line in heavy sets at right guard. Fleming came in as the tackle eligible. Then the tackle eligible was Nate Solder, who caught
touchdown.
A touchdown. I mean, I think you need to give that offensive line credit. It's a matchup they should win, but they won. They did your job. They did it.
Can I give one on the defensive side for the good?
Sure.
Kyle Arrington.
Sure.
He was terrific.
Thought he played a great game
tonight. Shutting down that Hall of Famer, T.Y. Hilton.
Well, I'll tell you what, I respect T.Y. Hilton, and I think he's a talented player.
I think he's
so
good.
The way that Kyle Arrington played tonight, I think he played a great game.
Six targets, one catch.
One of the best games I can remember Kyle Arrington playing. So,
yeah. Paul said, he's great against T.Y. Hilton.
And it was
brings
very,
out
very
the best
good.
In him. And
he did Arrington on, was very, very good
he
tonight.
He did it on a big
know,
stage. Much credit to Kyle
I know
Arrington.
Luck didn't have a, I know Luck didn't have a huge game. And he was off target. But a lot of the times that he targeted Hilton, he wasn't open. He just wasn't open.
Is that our cover, Luck Off?
It's a good one, but I don't think it's going to pass the sniff test.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. Paul's gone silent. You okay over there?
We can include that, by the way, in our emails,
I'm
tweets,
fine.
And calls. If you have good cover ideas for Patriots Football Weekly,
send
for this
along.
That
game,
Fred will ignore.
Send
that Fred
along.
Will ignore, but the AFC title, AFC championship. Now, feel free to be creative with players. Feel free to be creative with, what, six? Because it's their sixth Super Bowl. Why are you pointing at me?
You and I were asked a question, one of those random, what do you think of blah, 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 in the pregame? How many targets for Danny Amendola?
3, he said.
Were we right?
3 targets.
Bam!
Right
one,
on.
One catch, 3 targets.
You want analysis, you come to PFW, bitches. Defensively, Kyle Arrington. Defensively, who else?
I thought the entire secondary was pretty good. Now
you
I know
I'm going to blow too if I give Josh McDaniels
do
credit.
Have, do you have to be
how about
like
Matt
so
Patricia?
Ridiculously vulgar?
I thought they moved guys around, mixed it up a little zone, little man, went with the matchups that they thought worked from the first time. I'm going to give them credit too. They had to scramble a couple different times. Darrell Revis left the game. Malcolm Butler came in. They mixed up the safety combinations. Chung was out there. Harmon was out there. I give them credit, Matt Patricia. The coordinators came up big tonight. We always throw around.
I was going to say, you throw McDaniels in there?
Yeah. Coordinators got the job done tonight.
I think it's a good one. How do we feel about Tom Brady's performance tonight?
23
of 35, 226, 3 touchdowns, and a terrible, terrible, terrible pick.
I thought he was meh.
Brutal.
In the game.
I thought he was okay.
I thought he had 3 or 4 big completions that weren't well thrown, and one of them was to Edelman. That was sort of a duck that was well underthrown. It should have been
a
touchdown.
Martin Morales would say, I see.
Well,
yeah, I thought he was, they won the game on LeGarrette Blount tonight and defense.
What level of credit do we give the offensive line of the Patriots? Brady was sacked once tonight. The offensive line obviously blocking for that 177 yards
that?
Of rushing.
Yeah. Do you even listen to
you kind of just kind of.
No, he talked
broke
about
down
it.
The offensive it was line a matchup, for every reason.
It was a matchup they should have won, but that they won it convincingly using Marcus Cannon in there and some of the short goal line packages in place of Klein and Fleming as an extra tight end.
Paul said it so much better.
Even using Solder as a receiver. He really did break it down pretty much in depth.
What do we got for?
We do that once a week. One of us is not paying attention
what do we got
to
for
something
the bad?
Once a week.
Wow, you're jumping right to the bat.
Well, I'm
huh?
trying to move it along. We do want to hear from our callers
say,
tonight.
I would say Danny Amendola and even a little bit of Edelman, they kind of had a couple drops early. Edelman got banged up. I know Edelman bounced back and ended up with a good game, so I guess I got to go Amendola because his catch-to-drop ratio was 1-to-1.
LaFell wasn't great either.
I was going to say, I'd put LaFell on the bad list. I expected a little bit more from him.
Well, if you expect more from people, then I can put Gronk on the bad list. I expect more from him.
He did have a great touchdown, though.
I know he did.
Yeah, when the game was over.
I expect more from him. If our barometer
Sorry.
Is expect more.
No, but I mean, if I'm with Andy. If you're going to go on the premise of we're grading on a curve here, what you're expecting.
Right. Three for 28. No, you're right. He could have been more involved. He wasn't.
And I believe the first four or five times he was targeted, he didn't catch the ball.
He did not.
So
well, that's because at least one of them, Brady threw right to DeQuell Jackson.
No, I get that. But again, if we're, I don't think he had a bad game tonight by any means. But if we're judging it off right. of Gronkowski, he was quiet tonight.
Correct.
And can we just preface this all by saying the entire bad segment here is being talked about simply because we're required to.
Right.
There was not anything that
sponsored,
I would really.
Sponsored, actually.
I would not consider anything bad tonight.
It's Michael Jackson sponsors it, so we have to do it.
You know, I thought Brady had some bad passes, but overall he was fine.
Right.
I would consider nothing bad tonight.
Well,
but,
luck.
Well, we have to put something in the bad.
In terms of the injured, three players, Silver Salinga, who came back into
came back.
Good sign there. Julian Edelman, who left with
came
a hip.
Back in the game.
Missed time, but came back in the game.
Although was limping in the second half,
okay.
Noticeably, I thought.
Noticed that. And also Darrell Revis, who left the game for a brief period of time. Looked to be getting checked out by the independent
no
person
question.
There on the sideline.
The NFL had an independent neurologist or whatever they call him. He got kicked in the head by teammate Jamie Collins, maybe, on the play. Was sitting down. He clearly was
Dante Hightower.
Same thing. They're interchangeable.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was clearly being looked at for a potential head issue. But then shortly thereafter returned for a third down and played the rest of the way. Had a pick, a Ty Law-esque pick. And I will continue to say those two. It's very similar.
He looked like Ty Law.
Right up into the point where they're not fast.
A fast
guy would have brought that to the house. He's not that fast.
Because here's the difference between him and Ty Law. Ty Law would have scored.
No, I'm not sure he would have.
As many people put out on Twitter that they thought Ty Law would have scored on that one.
And you know
hand
who,
in the air and
you
all.
You know who definitely thought Ty Law would have scored on that one, I bet?
Who's that?
Ty Law. And I bet you somewhere he'll tell him.
And he wouldn't be afraid to tell
nope.
you about it.
And he was in the building.
He wouldn't be afraid to tell you that he was going to score on the play because
Speaking
that's who Ty Law is.
Of legends in the building.
Legends.
Absolute legends in the building.
I'm honored. I mean, really, this is
huge.
First time that both Fred and I have been in the studio at the
same
time.
I asked for it. I wasn't sure we were going to get it.
Fred Kirsch
is here. It took me a long time to get down here. I kept getting stopped by people just wanting to congratulate me. And
congratulate you?
Yeah, sure.
Are you out there tonight?
Before we get into it, do you ever find that weird?
Yes.
I always find that
weird.
Well,
no, but we work for the team.
Yeah, but we've done nothing.
No,
we've
haven't.
We've done nothing.
No, we've actually done a lot and done our jobs, but it's irrelevant of the performance on the field.
Right. But I do think
if you want to congratulate me, that headline was good last week, okay.
I think 90% of the people in the building will gladly accept that congratulations
right.
as if they've accomplished something.
Did you pour a better drink tonight at the bar?
That's his point. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Patriots going back to the Super Bowl.
The main question we've been asking is, are you packing shorts?
Am I packing shorts?
Yeah, it's going to be nice out there. How many pairs, though?
Three pair, you think, is the...
well, it depends on how close the game is.
One pair.
That's how many pairs of shorts I'll need.
That wasn't bad.
Flash.
He's so proud of himself. Look at his smile.
Well, I figured this is Andy Potty humor time, right?
No, this is serious.
Oh, okay.
We're breaking down.
Right now, we're in the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we really...
Injured. It's the injured, Paul.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh,
good,
the bad
and the
could
injured.
Be Jonas Gray.
The good, the bad, and the injured.
Oh,
no,
that's not right.
We've determined that we really, honestly, do not have anything bad.
Hey, 45-7? I mean, come on.
So should I not do the sell portion of the stock watch?
Can you do me a favor and not say who would have thought that?
You did.
Okay.
Paul thought
just
it.
Just do me a favor and don't say that, because a lot of people thought
listen,
it.
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
This was amazing call by Paul. You've got to admit it.
But I was in the vast majority this week. A lot of people thought this game.
You were the only person who thought the Packers had a better chance.
You were in the vast majority of the people you dislike the most.
No, I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about people I like, dislike.
Yeah.
You somehow worked yourself into being a little bit nervous about this game. You weren't really nervous, but you kind of got yourself nervous.
Listen, I felt
most people I think were like Beadle,
okay.
Andy,
I
myself.
Felt,
no,
I
no,
felt
because
Colts
Paul,
defense,
I wasn't really in that camp.
I felt the Colts defense would put up a better showing than they did.
It's right. a bad defense.
It really is.
But they've been playing well. They've been
right.
playing
they
well.
For
them.
They had Gronkowski and Blunt not played. If they had been without their two best players, the Colts defense would have played well like they did against Denver and like they did against Cincy.
Right.
Like,
no matter, they had a real offense.
I really felt like that was the big key, was the personnel issues of the two teams that they played.
No matter what was going to happen.
And you're right.
The Patriots offense was going to be a much bigger matchup, and they're going to win that matchup over the Colts defense in this game. But the Colts defense, to this point in the playoffs, had gotten everything they could possibly get out of that defense. Like, that could be said for them. So I thought they'd be a little bit better tonight.
Nah,
a little bit better.
I think in playoffs, you're up, you know. You are like this.
I don't know if anyone told the Colts, but if they won the game tonight, they were going to go to the Super Bowl. Like, yeah. they didn't play like that.
No, the only guy who didn't play like that was Luck. Had he played great, they might have had a chance to win the Super Bowl.
And you know what? I think the biggest reason. I give you that.
I think he demoralized.
There are parts that I thought would be better for the Colts.
I think he demoralized the whole team, too. And I know that I'm overstating it, but.
Because they know he has to be perfect.
They come out, they know he has to be perfect, and he missed a wide open Wayne for a first down in the first drive. Then they punt. They actually get a stop, and Josh Cribbs comes up and lets the punt go off his face. And that's the game.
Right.
You know, game's over.
Right.
Because they needed to be perfect, and in the first 5 minutes of the game, their best player was off, and then they fumble a punt.
I fully expected the Colts offense to have trouble against the Patriots. That I was expecting.
I didn't expect that much trouble.
But I didn't expect.
But it wasn't even that much
to just
trouble.
Lay an egg like
Luck
they did.
Couldn't throw. He didn't look good.
Yeah.
Luck wasn't good. Luck off.
I'll tell you, the bigger picture for Indianapolis long term. Does he have a Manning-like issue with
weather,
the elements?
Yeah. I was going to say, is this a dome team thing?
Could be.
But anyway, let's talk about the Patriots.
Great.
Devlin.
Well, I'm being serious.
Devlin, Solder.
Why? You had all these short yardage plays that Brady would have been stuffed if Devlin didn't pick him up and throw him over the line.
We can't take you serious on James Devlin.
Because he's always serious.
That's right. He's always serious about Devlin.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
See, because like,
it's people a
guy like
a smaller part of something.
See, it's people like you that overlook the contributions of people like James Devlin.
Listen.
I'm hoping at one of these points he's going to be on the line.
Jimmy.
In all sincerity, you have to say, look, when his number's called, he produces.
Exactly.
And that's all we're asking.
Exactly.
It's an excellent
Just like segment. Amendola. When his number's called, he produces.
Except when he drops the ball when it's hitting him right in the hands.
Well, there were a lot of drops tonight. Everybody was dropping balls. Gronk dropped an easy one. I mean, everybody did. It was a tough night.
They didn't play perfectly. That's the best part of the blowout. You didn't play perfectly.
No, and it was
Brady had a bad throw. Gronk had drops. Yeah. Gronk was a non-factor at times.
I mean, the weather did have – it was a soaking rain, windy. It was a tough, you know, throwing night.
I would like to hear Brady, the bad throw to Edelman that should have been a touchdown, that duck that just wobbled and Edelman caught it.
Yeah.
I'd like to know if a crosswind or if he's – what happened?
Because both quarterbacks seem to have some trouble controlling
the
ball.
And remember when they were doing the anthem – the guardsmen, their flags were going straight across the field. They were dead out and going from bench to bench.
Right.
And I think there might have been some sort of a crosswind.
Swirling wind or something.
And that's also the way that Vinatieri's kick missed.
Yeah.
That way. So I'm wondering if they had the
issues. Well, I think Brady saw him. He couldn't believe how open he was and like kind of, you know.
Yeah, but that was the pass was going almost end over end.
Yeah,
Brady used a tight spiral and that was not.
Yeah, that was not.
It was a tough throwing night. You had to.
It must have been.
You had to run the ball. The Patriots could and the Colts couldn't.
And that's why we started with Blunt in the offensive line in all ways.
Yeah.
The offensive line got the job done.
And I mentioned to you, I think earlier in the week, Fred, you were talking about, you know, if this rain is bad enough, could it impact the game? And I said, well, if it does, it grossly favors the Patriots because they can run if they have to and Indy can't.
Yeah.
Indy actually ran the ball better than I thought they would tonight.
Yeah.
But, you know, they get behind 17-7 at the half.
Did you see Belichick when he came out to accept the trophy?
I saw the hair.
It went to Kraft, and then Nance said, okay, let's bring in the coach. And Belichick, you know, takes the trophy, holds it up. He goes, the only thing I have to say is we're on to Seattle, and the crowd goes wild. And that was it. That's all he said. I love it.
He never said anything else after that. You could see he got a big roar, Andy.
As long as he doesn't drop the trophy.
I kind of like that.
Drop the mic. He said the only thing I have to say is we're on to Seattle.
We were actually talking about, although we're not getting totally into the next game, the mentality of the 07 Super Bowl and the businesslike and the pressure.
Back to the scene of the crime.
If this team, and we were talking about this team, feels like it has more of a youthful energy, exuberance that I think Browner and Gronkowski and some of these guys bring, and they won't necessarily treat it like a business trip, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, they won't have Asante Samuel running around the day before talking about free agency.
Oh,
so, it'll be much better.
You can't have a serious discussion with this guy.
You don't sound bitter about that at all.
You really can't.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Because, you know, Samuel was the greatest cornerback in the history of football until he signed with Philadelphia.
Oh, right.
You know that.
Yeah, I've often said that.
Guys, we can't.
We don't have time for that tonight.
How do you bring that up? Paul, this is a night of celebration.
This is not a night for you to celebrate. I am not letting you two ruin this.
Oh, I remember things. Anyway.
Hey, wait a minute.
But Andy's right.
Fred, back up. What? Back up. Don't say anything stupid. Let Andy get us back on the track.
No. I was waiting for the 30-minute who has a better percent chance of pulling
the upset. Let's just all step back a second and let Andy provide some perspective.
Andy's right, and if you listen to the owner, Robert Kraft, he's been saying it for a while now. He feels the chemistry and the camaraderie and all that stuff with this team is special. He's seen it. A lot of other people who've been in the locker room see it. You know, and I think you're right. I think there is something different about this edition. And plus, they don't have that burden of, you know,
right.
trying to go undefeated. I think that weighed on them. I really do.
Well, Teddy Bruschi said it was the most pressure he's ever felt in a football game, and they don't have anything like that.
Right.
Some people are going to think they're going to win. Some people are going to think they're going to lose. It's not going to be one of these all-time embarrassments if they don't win the Super
right.
Bowl.
And you know that the somebody in the Seahawks is going to give them that bulletin board fodder.
Oh, yeah. It might be the head coach.
Right. It could be.
Could be the coach. Yeah. Could be Richard Sherman. Right. Could be anybody.
Right.
I don't want to alarm anybody, but I think Joe Valano may have stolen the trophy. He's doing a live hit with Channel 4 right now. And how did Joe Valano end up with the AFC title
trophy? I'm just assuming they gave him the trophy
to, like, go on, Minkiewicz.
To go on TV.
He's got one trophy per play tonight.
Yeah. Fred, how do you feel about the new AFC championship trophy versus the old vintage one?
I know a lot of people will disagree. I like this one better.
Me too. I'm with you, Fred.
Paul hates it. Andy likes it.
I think the old one is really old-fashioned.
Yeah, it is. That's why
I don't even know what it was. Yeah. It was a piece of wood with a half a stadium.
Big wooden base. Yeah. I loved it.
It was heavy. That's what I'll give it. I like heavy.
It has a lot of weight to it.
I think this is good. I think this is good because it's along the style of the Lombardi, but it's not as nice as the
You have to fill it in.
Yeah.
You're not there yet.
Exactly. You have to fill it in.
Here's Andy with his symbolism again. By the way, Andy's pregame symbolism was that Tom Brady's Facebook post. What was that?
I don't know.
Meant that this was his last home game at Gillette Stadium playing for the Patriots.
Did you see Brady's Facebook post with him sitting up in the stands?
Yeah.
I thought there were, and not through what he wrote, because he was calling out the fans.
Right.
It just, to me, had an air of him kind of
reflecting
and taking in the whole scene like someone who knows the end is coming would do. I said I would have had a totally different feeling if he had been standing on the logo at midfield looking around. But the fact that he was up in the stands looking down, it just gave me a weird feeling. I'm just being honest.
Opposite of that, Andy, you know what gave me my Mark from Quincy moment tonight? Gave me the nice, you
What's
know,
that,
warm
Mark
and fuzzies was Tom Brady with about 6 minutes left getting shown on the Jumbotron. And the crowd was chanting Tom Brady, and he got up, and he was fired up.
That before or after he threw a deep ball and got decked?
Whipping the towel around. That
didn't bother anybody?
Loved that.
I've stopped complaining about it because Fred yells at me.
But I do like the way.
You got a game in 2 weeks
in
for
the
your
last
history, your legacy.
He was in, I like that they brought him in for play so that he could run off and get the cheer. It's like in the NBA.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that was nice.
You give him a curtain call, but I'm with Andy. You don't need to be throwing bombs up 45-7 so a guy could take a run at your knees.
I just wanted to get it on tape.
That was a low hit.
For any other coach in America, I'm fine with it. I just think Captain Contradiction, it's a little
I'm just glad different. Gray could get in 4 carries, 4 yards.
1 yard per carry. Should we go to some calls? I think it's time
it's
for
your
that.
Show, Mark.
I think it's time.
He's just here to hang
it's
out.
Your show.
Good. If you're hanging out, we're going to the calls.
I'm really psyched that you came down because
I am too.
I think the listeners are going to be psyched about
and
it.
And the show's already better.
Let's go to Liam in North Carolina. Hey, Liam.
Hey, guys. Hey, a little bit too much being jovial tonight. You got Fred in the house. He told you guys you got to take the show seriously.
That's right. He did tell us. No fun.
If we can't be jovial tonight, when can we be jovial?
That's right. I got to watch Nate Solder rumble in from 16 yards out, hugging it like it was a teddy bear.
And then he had a little celebration on when Dan Conley jumped on him.
Joining the illustrious list of Tom Ashworth and Pete Brock.
Hey, I got 3 words for tonight's game.
Who's description?
Left force trauma.
Illustrious.
And
what's that?
For coming up to the Super Bowl, that should be the cover for you guys. Is next week is just on to Seattle.
Keep on to Seattle
this season,
maybe.
Yeah. That's my 2 cents. The bad for the game for me was that we didn't put up 50 points.
Yeah, no 50 burger. No 50 burger tonight.
I was remiss in not bringing that up. It was not for a lack of trying. However, they were throwing bombs trying to get that 50.
Yeah, I was starting to wonder what Chuck Pagano had done.
He put a finger up in the air to indicate they wanted to go for one.
Great game, and talk to you guys when we get to Arizona.
Okay. All right, Liam.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Liam.
Regular schedule next week, by the way. People asking.
Whoa.
Yeah, the call screener froze up here. I can't hang up on him.
I love how all you hosts do that. You blame it on the call screener.
Look, I can't get to it.
This is going
to
be it for Mark.
Mark's out.
Yep.
This is his last show.
Sad show.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, you know, you're a big timer now.
No, I got it. It just came back. We can get back on now.
Mark,
you're
going
to
be on Radio
come
Row?
In, despite the fact that you have a real show.
All week.
Okay, good.
All week.
We'll see you down there.
I'm leaving a week from tonight. I got my flight booked already. I booked it a couple days ago.
When are we leaving? Do we know that?
There you go.
We don't know yet.
I'm not sure that's public information.
Carl the Swede is up next on the Xbox One Patriots postgame show.
I think we're expected on Monday.
Quiet down, Andy. Quiet down, Andy. Carl, go ahead.
Perspective.
Well, thank you.
There you go, Carl.
That's nice, Bill. Well, so I have to say the defense really put on the show today.
It sure did. Carl, you don't sound like a fan of a team that just won the AFC Championship. Where's
Carl,
the energy?
Carl, you gotta wake up, man.
How many whiskeys did you have during the game?
About four.
Oh. All right,
Freddie.
Well,
welcome to the post game.
We did say off the top, we got to take the drunk callers tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Not that bad, but you.
Oh, it sounds pretty. Carl, we've talked to you many times before. You've never sounded like this.
Yeah.
All right, Carl.
All right, let's
go
move
Pats.
On here.
Ooh, all right, wow. Let's go to our guy
These
Chester.
Are our people, Fred. Don't make fun
no,
of
no,
him.
No, this is a regular Chester in Portland.
Chester!
Yo, Freddy, what's going on? You grace me with your presence, buddy.
All right.
No, welcome to the night side. What a hell of a win. You know, the Swiss Army knife of a team comes through tonight. The hammer comes out. We beat that ass hard. I saw that rainy forecast.
Wow.
And God knows, I was so pumped up to see that ground and pound. To see Devlin doing his thing. Andy, definitely with you, man. Those sneaks, that was so clutch to see that extra nudge. But, man, let me tell you what. Being a guy up here in the Northwest, I'm pumped up to get them sea chickens on deck. And I'm here to tell you, we got the will to match up with this team. Beyond that, we got Sherman that's beat up, and we got a lot to talk about in terms of what kind of advantages we got. Let's get in that. We got 2 weeks to get healthy, to get Edelman back. Let's get out there and enjoy this win tonight. Go Pats, baby.
All right, Chester.
All right, Chester. Woo! Now that sounds like a fan
there you go.
Of a team that just won the AFC Championship is going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Chester's always up. He's like Mr. Motivation.
Yeah, but it's even better for him, as he said. Now he's in the land of the
I know.
Seat. What do you call him?
Right chickens.
Yeah, he's right up there in the middle of it, right in the thick of things.
Yeah.
Anthony's on Long Island. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's up? Yo, okay, so I got like four things. I'll make it as quick as I can. The good is that we're not facing the Giants.
Yes.
And our defense, man, they didn't even give up in the fourth quarter. We dominated.
Yep.
Like, straight up.
We did.
Usually you don't give up when you're up 45-7.
I think the Colts gave up a little. Dwayne Allen.
I think it was the Colts that gave up.
Did you see Dwayne Allen on that pass play? He was just like, I'm tired. I'm not going for it.
No, but we,
that's
we,
a long way over
but,
there.
I mean, Anthony's right, though. I mean, we took the will out of them.
Oh, you beat the bag out of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what happens when you run the ball like that.
You did exactly what Brady predicted on Facebook. You rode them like they were your bitch.
You can't stop. You know you can't stop them when you can't stop the run.
Yep. Yep.
Which is why we gave praise, Fred, Josh McDaniels. You can run. You should run. You ran.
Right.
Thank you, Josh.
Yep, that's true.
And then, like, two more things. I don't mean to, like, I'm just saying, I feel like if we win the Super Bowl, I'm not saying Brady's going to retire, but he'll consider it more.
What?
Well, no, because, like, I know,
Facebook
but,
post.
Like, I just.
Based on what, Anthony?
Facebook.
I don't know. I get this feeling that Brady wants to keep playing so that his kids can kind of understand.
Yeah, wait, Anthony, are you really agreeing with Andy on that?
What?
You're going with the Facebook thing?
Yeah, man.
Oh, no, get out of here.
Anthony, you are a smart man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take that photo with a magnifying glass, see if there's any hidden messages in it.
That's so crazy.
No, I like I was saying, I think Brady is – his legacy is important, and it would be nice to go out on top, but I also think – he wants to let his kids see what it's like to see his dad play. And right now, you know, his sons are just getting to the age where they're starting to understand what it means. And I think he'd like to stay in for another 3 years at least.
Yeah, I don't actually think he's retiring after this game. I just think it was sort of the...
You think he's leaving town?
No,
just thinking about it.
The realization of it's coming to an end and sort of taking it in.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, this game ends and I retire.
I think he knows that. I mean,
I think he has, and I think that's been part of the loosening up with the Facebook and other things. I think he's having fun because this is what he loves to do, and he knows I'm not doing it forever.
Yep.
Even though he says I'm going to do whatever, 8 more years, he knows it's going to come to an end, so he's enjoying it, but he's also taking it in.
Yep, good.
It's good. He's becoming a social media star, though, is he not?
Yeah, well, he's got some people helping him out there, but, you know.
And he could poop on the screen and
he'd
be popular. He's Tom freaking Brady.
One or two posts a week. And
I just love when he was all wet and he just kind of slicked his hair to the side tonight when he was out there on the sideline. I'm joking, Andy.
Do you want us to give you a minute?
My
God.
Jeez,
Mac from
I'm
Quincy.
Joking. Toso's in Rhode Island. Hey, Toso. Pizza.
You're going to need extra shorts.
Whoa, it's uncalled for, Paul.
Yeah, what? I don't think that's appropriate.
Wait, what?
Come on.
Wait, what?
Nothing. Toso, what's up, man?
Toso!
Let's go, baby!
Yay!
Going to the Super Bowl!
That's right! Desert Storm!
I want to say, first of all, Andy, you're right. I did write that book on propaganda. And I said the Patriots are going to win, and we're going to the Super Bowl, and this is our year. We're going to smack those Seahawks up and down the field. And then what I want to say, oh, yeah, second of all, who watched the before the game, the that little special they had on the call doing the Ric Flair clap thing, you know?
Oh, I missed it. I heard something about it, but I missed it.
Yeah, they had some special.
Ric Flair was pimping himself out today for teams,
like Hogan does.
Yeah.
They all do because they're good.
You pay your $29.95. Right. He'll basically say whatever you want.
Could come to your kid's birthday party.
Woo!
They want to focus more on after the game. So in lieu of that, and in lieu of just winning that scrimmage and going to the Super Bowl, can I get two claps and a Ric Flair? Clap, clap.
Woo! All right.
That was
fun. All right, so thanks for the call.
Fred hit the liquor on the way down.
He's just high on a big win.
They have it in there in that commissary.
Doesn't this team, based on where they were after the Kansas City game, kind of have that feel of a team that had something go bad in the early part of the season? Like, I don't know, the 0-1 Patriots got off to a really bad start. The 0-3 team had Lawyer Malloy getting cut, and they hate their coach and all that stuff. Is Kansas City like one of those moments, like those other teams that went on to win it all?
That just occurred to you?
Doesn't it just kind of feel like this?
That's been the theme all year, Mark.
I know it is. I know, but it's lining up.
Did you miss the Fox game?
Now that they're here and they have a shot to actually do it.
In the story of this season, that will be one of the themes. That Kansas City game was a turning point. There's no doubt about it.
You can go back to about three different commentaries that I wrote during the course of the season saying, you know, it was 03, 09, and where will 14 be? Because 03, they had the turmoil. And they responded to it, won the Super Bowl. 09, they had the turmoil. They sort of went the other way. Where will 14 go?
No, they went
go?
The other way.
And then, and then this one.
Well, then sort of. I mean, they went.
No, they took it to the Super Bowl this year. So you can say that they went the other. They went the good way here.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We know. You know, they made it. They're here. Yeah. They're in the Super Bowl. That to me
looks like we made it.
So they don't need to win.
Yeah.
For a successful season?
Well, I think it's an accomplishment to get this far.
Yeah, in terms of taking that,
I don't believe so.
And taking in terms of taking that bad moment and turning it around, they did that. Well, they've done that.
I'm with Fred.
They've done that.
If by what we were talking about earlier, if by some chance, say Thomas and Sherman are out, they need to win the Super Bowl to finish a successful season. If those guys play, I think the Seahawks are a good football team that plays swarming defense, that has a quarterback that can make play. I think they have a lot of things that could give you trouble. So no, I don't think they lose this. Now, they can't get blown out. I mean, it's one of those you got to wait to see how Super Bowl Sunday unfolds. But I think they'll be very, very, very much disappointed.
Sure
not a normal disappointment. This will be an ass-kicking to lose three straight Super Bowls, to have this chance, the whole story.
Don't talk that way.
But I'm just saying, but speaking to what Paul was saying, 03 versus 09, this is a team that has responded to that early season adversity, and you have not seen that here in a long time.
And I think it's because of the locker room. They had the right chemistry this year. They had the right message and the guys to reinforce the message. And they had the confidence. That's what a good defense does for you. It really does. It gives you that confidence that we're no matter what, we're in every game.
And it also helps that, as we talked about, to start the year, you started with three superstars. You ended with three superstars. They're healthy, wealthy, wise, and ready to roll.
Yep.
Danny from Spain.
I mean, if one of those guys got hurt, you might not be in this spot.
No, that's true.
Danny from Spain checks in, webradio@patriots.com. Wow, guys, just wow. Today I remember how we felt after the Kansas City game, and now I'm just so proud of how much this team has grown. And I think it's time to give major props to Josh McDaniels. And you know why?
Thank you.
Because I just saw a freaking Nate Solder touchdown. Great game, great season. Now we are finally
knew that was coming someday, right?
Yes, we did. Yeah. There is no doubt we did.
Yeah.
But no, I give Josh credit more for, I don't think he overthought it tonight. I thought he did what he needed to do. I think they ran the ball. I think they passed it. They balanced it out. I think they tried
their best to overthink it. I just think everything that they could have possibly done tonight was going to work.
Well, I think the weather also forced them not to overthink it too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I think they came in with the plan of Fleming was going to be an extra blocker. They were going to run the ball.
By the way, did you catch the voice of the ref toward the end of the game with the, 71's ineligible.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, he was just so tired of it, you know.
Yeah, I got that impression. Yeah.
And somewhere Ed Hockley was like, "You're tired? I'd be happy to come do it."
Right. Damn it, Bill. Why can't I ever get one of your games?
Email here from Donnie who writes, "Seriously, why did we dress the punter? I mean, that's my kind of game, baby." Straight to AZ. Got to put in for my leave. And Donnie, that's Donnie Hobbs Lyons, who is on the USS George Washington.
Thank you for your service.
In the Navy. And so he is putting in for leave. He's going to the Super Bowl.
Nice.
That's what he says.
All right. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Well, there's just a for leave. Hey, boss, I need to get 2 weeks from today off.
Yeah, there's a big base in San Diego, so that's not far away.
Can I put him for leave?
Says he just get leave.
I don't know.
Says he's in Japan right now.
Oh, okay.
He's in Japan.
That's a little longer away.
Boss, I need Sunday off, and can I get a flight to Arizona?
Well, if you have a leave, I don't know how do you store those up, and you can ask for them whenever you want. I don't know how that works.
I don't know how much advance you need notice you need. But you can put in for leave like a person would put in for vacation.
Just Danny, don't go AWOL. Just, you know,
it's not
that
worth it. That was from Donnie. That's from Donnie.
Yeah.
Danny, you don't do it either.
This email's from Sam in the UK. Great game tonight. Bring on the Seahawks. The reason we will win the Super Bowl is because of Brady and Belichick and our weapons, the way we mixed it up with the passing game and rushing game tonight. It will keep the defense guessing. The D for the Patriots will need to step up like we know it can. And we have our own answer to beast mode in Blunt. Can they stop Gronk? Nobody can stop Gronk. Patriots in the Super Bowl, love your work, keep it up, and start packing your shorts.
All right.
Sam from the UK.
What's with the shorts thing? Is that an inside joke?
We were just joking about it in the pregame.
And our cockiness, because everybody was overly confident. Right. You know, how many shorts? You going to bring shorts to Arizona? How many pair are you going to
bring? Are you going to bring flip-flops or sneakers? No flip-flops?
No, flip-flops are coming. I declared to Andy in the third quarter
tonight. That's a real sign of cockiness.
Well, are you bringing a flip-flop?
How about bathing suit? No, you got to bring a bathing suit, you know.
Are you posting?
I looked over to Andy about midway through the third quarter. I said, "Hey, Andy, I'm bringing my flip-flops."
A blowout. How about these second halves against the
Colts?
I'm
going to bring my thong.
Oh.
Nobody wants to see that. Come on.
No. Nobody wants to know if you have one.
Just go walking through the work.
Does it say Emerson on it?
Just go walking through the workroom. Well, that used to be my singlet. Now it's a thong.
Let's go back to the phones.
Seriously, we have serious post-game shows here. Can you stop screwing around?
I actually have to get back to work. So, I'm going to have to leave you guys.
We were soliciting. We told people if they were interested, sending cover ideas.
Okay.
Just in case.
Any good ones so far?
No.
I like the Aunt to Seattle. That's not bad. I got to see the photos. I'll come up with something. All right, I got to go. Thanks, everyone.
All right, Fred Kirsch, everybody. Thank you very much, Fred Kirsch.
Thank you very much. It's been great. You've been a great audience.
Thank you.
Thanks, Freddie.
Thank you. Woo! Yay!
Next time you can talk to Freddie is Tuesday, baby.
Tuesday.
PFW Progress.
PFW
noon.
Noon to 2.
We do this little show noon to 2.
I listen.
You might want to learn about it.
I listen
to
Texas
kick your ass.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We dominate the midday during the football season. You remember that and bow down.
I'm not sure what you're even talking about. Let's go to John.
You'll know soon.
John, who? Me?
Yes.
Yeah, I hope I find out.
When you're losing in the ratings.
And getting emails about us. That's how Gresh.
I work 2 to 6. John's in North Carolina.
That's how Zoe finds out I'm ripping him.
Yeah, I'm very glad. I'm very happy. I was kind of depressed because I spent like weekends in August with, Paul and Andy and Eric, and now it's all come to fruition. It all turned out. My grand plan has finally elapsed.
And you know what? It is. It. I mean, I know you don't want to get emotional and weird, but it is funny when you think back and say, you know, late July, what was I thinking? Early August, what was I thinking? What was Brandon Browner? You know, we talked about it the other day. I can remember making the statement, if Patrick Chung starts for this defense, it's a bad sign for this defense. And yet, Patrick Chung is the starter for a Super Bowl defense right now.
I was emailing you guys in August saying, I can't believe they got rid of Blunt. I can't believe they let Blunt go. We're going to need him. So I was really happy he came back, and I know we should be celebratory, but the thing that scares me about Seattle is the way that Marshawn Lynch guy runs.
I agree.
Thanks, guys.
See you, John.
All right, John, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 855.
I think those are the two guys that line up in the backfield for Seattle, Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch, are the reason I fear the Seahawks. Because I know Russell Wilson stunk today, but I'm not just going to assume he's going to stink again. And I'm not going to assume he's going to stink in a nice 72-degree University of Phoenix stadium out there in Arizona. And he worries me a little bit. And certainly, I don't know how you can watch Lynch and not be concerned. I know the Patriots' run defense has been good, but do you remember last week against Justin Forsett? Didn't look great last week.
Different kind of guy, but certainly.
Okay, so Chris, remember how Chris Ivory made them look in the Jets game?
Okay. But certainly someone who has the type of game that even when he's being held in check, which I thought Green Bay did for the most part early in the game today, you look up at the end of the day, he ended up over 100 yards and, you know, made some big plays, and they were able to win the game. They won't stop running the ball, and they're going to make you tackle him for a long time, and that's not an easy thing to do. But again, 2 weeks to talk about that.
In all seriousness, this is just a little PFW in progress, like, note. Should I not do sells for this game? Like, who am I going to sell?
I wouldn't.
I mean, think it's all the stocks are up. Literally, give me one player whose stock was down after this game, and I can name one, and I feel bad if we single him out. So, Logan Ryan.
But even, you know, it didn't end up hurting them.
I know, but that doesn't mean he wasn't bad.
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to saying that was such a dominant effort.
They're all buys.
On the big stage, we're not selling anyone today.
Got some holds.
Keeping all 53.
Buy them, baby. Buy the stock in the New England Patriots. Also buy the stock. You see they return to the traditional sort of hats and T-shirts and everything. It says AFC champions. It doesn't say. I know they have an alternate version that says run the AFC or whatever, but they have the traditional sort of we are the AFC champion T-shirts.
Yeah, I saw the hats look rather simple, and I like that too.
Yeah. Expensive, but yeah.
Expensive. What's a hat go for these days?
$32.95, it said.
Doesn't seem expensive.
Well, I'm not a well-paid midday host on a major Boston sports radio station.
To me, $33 for a hat to me seems expensive.
Isn't that the going rate, though, for a hat?
It doesn't feel like it should be, but maybe it is. I don't buy hats. You ever see the size of this head?
Yeah, same here, buddy. Not one for the hats. Unless they're a beautiful winter hat that you can get at the Patriots Pro Shop. Fleece
also
lined.
$30.
Yeah, well worth it, though. Well worth your $30 on that front.
You don't have to pack those for Zona.
No, it's disappointing because I'd love to bring it.
Oh, you can bring it. The nights get cold out there. You might be at some parties and you might want to put that on.
You going to go to some parties, Andy? You want to go to some parties together?
Sure. If you get me in parties, I'll be there.
Okay.
Is Felger going?
Yep.
Before Thursday. I'm up for anything before Thursday.
Before Thursday. Yeah. Why? What happens on
Thursday?
Got
Mr. Bud Light up. Bud Light over here. Up for anything.
What the hell does that mean?
That's like, their slogan.
I know.
Isn't that their slogan? He said, I'm up for anything.
I'll do anything. Hard drugs included, right up until Thursday.
But you know that's not what I meant.
Then I go sober.
Then Thursday, cold turkey.
But you know that's not what I meant. Like I was like some party animal.
Tequila and sex toys until Thursday.
I'll do any kind of drugs that don't involve an IV. Anything that's
intravenous,
I don't want it.
I'll do any of that as long as it's not with you two douches. How's that sound?
Very sensitive.
Wow. Jeez.
What? I'm just curious. What happens on Thursday?
That's when my son's coming.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's a legitimate thing.
Man, I really don't think that he's going to be up for, you know, intravenous drug use.
But before Thursday, Andy,
all bets are off.
Anything goes. All right, very good. Let's take a timeout. We haven't taken a timeout here yet, and we have to get to our fine sponsors who make this program possible all year long. So let's take a quick timeout. We still have to hear from Belichick and from Brady. That is happening. Brady just stepped to the podium. We'll bring you the best of that coming up here on the Xbox One Patriots post-game show, AFC Champions Edition.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No, pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument of flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
We'll be right back.
Jonas Gray, he runs it straight ahead. Walden makes the stop for the Colts. Clamping down with Jonathan Newsom. A pickup of a couple to the 30.
Look who's coming in.
And here comes Jimmy Garoppolo. From the far side. And there goes Tom Brady. Excellent. Stage, sideline left.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal job. Bill Belichick, as he embraces his quarterback in his 15th year. And he's the first one to greet him 5 yards off the field. And it's an encore for number 12.
He will not get to finish this contest. But when he starts in 2 weeks, he will do something no other quarterback in NFL history has done. Start a sixth Super Bowl.
Big win for the Patriots tonight. Moving on to Super Bowl 49, 2 weeks from tonight against the Seattle Seahawks. And we're touching on that a little bit, doing a little bit of a preview, but we're trying to keep the conversation focused on tonight.
Returning to the place of the ultimate crime.
Disaster in the desert.
Oh, geez.
Whatever you want to call it.
Redemption in the desert.
I like that.
Desert redemption. Which
like
do you like
it.
Better?
That should be on the cover next week.
Because I get a call, Channel 7.
Yeah, that'll be next week.
Yeah, you'll have
that'll
two.
That'll be next week.
You have two. You obviously have two magazines between now and then, right?
Yes, we have this one,
two
recap,
papers.
And then we'll have a Super Bowl preview issue.
Ooh, I'm waiting for that.
It's a good one.
Can't wait to
we
get
usually
that
have
one
a nice mail. Cover. It's a thick. We got lots of.
It's a thick.
Issue.
Issue.
Redemption in the desert. Desert redemption. Redemption desert.
I like redemption in the desert, but it's kind of long. Right now, might not work for a cover.
Isn't there something symbolic too about Phoenix rising from the ashes? In Phoenix,
you're big on
the
symbolism.
Rises.
I'm an English major.
You're big on the symbolism.
The Phoenix rises.
Yeah,
that stuns me.
Your
my wife was an English
he barely
major.
Speaks
she doesn't
it.
Bother me with all this.
Let alone major in it.
Basis.
See, he barely speaks it.
Make me sound like Fred Smirlis.
You made yourself sound like that.
Somebody else will be mad at me.
Okay, let's get to...
This is what you guys always do. You change my argument and put words in my mouth.
Let's get to Bill
I think
Belichick.
We're allowed to be silly tonight.
Yeah, we are. The
it's
Patriots won. This is fun.
And everybody who's calling is calling in drunk, so we need to kind of blend in by being a little silly.
What Bill Belichick have to say? What do you have to say about this big win going back to the Super Bowl? Here's Bill.
All right, well, that was it was a great win for our football team today. You know, it's all about the players. They did a tremendous job. In all three phases, we made plays in the kicking game. We had a turnover. We had a couple of returns. We scored a lot of points offensively. Had some turnovers on defense. Just the players played great, like they have all year. This is really a good group. It's a hardworking group. They work with each other. They try to help each other get better. And I couldn't be happier for this group of guys. This is really it's been a good team to coach, and guys deserve the success that they had there tonight. Just can't say enough about what they did and how well they did it. We needed them to play good and step up and play big tonight, and they did. We got it from so many guys, and that was really the story of the game, in my opinion.
Congratulations, Bill. So what did it take to get from early season struggles to where you are right now?
We won 14 games, so it's better than a lot of other teams in the league, I'd say. We got good players, and they played well. That's really the bottom line. Players win games, and they won it today, won it tonight.
Yeah, he
ran good. He made some great cuts, in not good conditions. He found yards when there weren't a lot there, and he's a tough guy to tackle. He's really a quality back, and he made some great runs tonight. There were several times when he took nothing and turned it into something, and then when we have something, then he got it and usually a little bit more. But he showed a lot of determination on the goal line to get the ball in the end zone, so. Those got outstanding performance.
Coach, your schedule this year, how much have the dogfights that you guys seem like you've been in week to week, one personnel group after another, gotten your team ready, not only to overcome two 14-point deficits last week, but to put the nail in the coffin today to ultimately get where you guys are going?
Yeah, I think as hard as it was, you know, week after week, we had about a 6-7 week stretch there where it seemed like every team was at the top of their division and playing really well. That in the end, it probably served us well. We had great competition all year. We played a lot of really good football teams, some great defenses, great defensive lines, front sevens, some great quarterbacks, great receivers. So, it was a very competitive schedule, and you know, our guys had to prepare, work really hard every week to be ready for those challenges. They did that. They were relentless in their preparation, and you know, now as we're grinding into the postseason, it's more of the same. But they're used to it, and they've done it. And they did a great job of it this week. You know, you got to give the Colts a lot of credit. I mean, it's a good football team. They handled Cincinnati. They went out to Denver and handled Denver. We know what that was like last year. They did a great job last week, so it's a good football team. And our guys, just they played well tonight. You got to give them all the credit in the world. They did it.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You talk about Jamie Collins and Kyle Arrington, too. I hope they don't get them.
Yeah, you know, Kyle, you know, really stepped up, played T.Y., you know, good. T.Y. is a great receiver. He's got outstanding speed and quickness. He's a tough guy to cover on all routes, short, intermediate, deep. He had a great catch on the sideline, dragging his feet. I mean, it's a perfect throw and a great catch. But that's, you know, that's what it's like playing against them. But, you know, Kyle competed really well. He jammed you know, he and Devin did a real good job on T.Y. And, you know, Jamie's, you know, has been a big play guy for us all year. He's really athletic, can really match up on pretty much anybody. And, you know, he's physical. He's gained experience all through the year. He's made big plays for us all season. You know, he made several today. Obviously, the interception was, you know, a very athletic kind of a, you know, I'd say a typical Jamie Collins play. You know, he's capable of making those kind of plays that not all the guys in the league are.
Brian Stork's out of the game and still to run the ball with such success. Your offensive line as a whole, can you give us an idea of how you felt they played and adjusted to the game plan this season?
You know, those guys work really hard. They're a good group. It's kind of seamless when we go into practice. As we rotate them through, they're all in there. They all, you know, step in, have a lot of confidence in each other. It's been that way all year. And, you know, we've had to shuffle around a little bit, but they really work well together and worked hard. I thought the Colts played the run, you know, pretty well. I mean, Chapman, Art Jones, you know, is a tough guy to block. Redding's really an excellent defensive lineman. You know, Walden on the edge, and you know, DeQuell Jackson was reading those runs very quickly and getting up in the line of scrimmage. So it was tough sledding in there, a lot tougher than it was in the first game, but. We got a couple little creases, and then LeGarrette made some yards on his own, and so the combination of those gave us good balance on the offense. But, you know, our offensive line, that's a tough group of guys. They just hang in there and battle every week. And, you know, I thought Sebastian and Nate really did a good job on the edges, as they usually do. But, you know, it was always nice to get a play out of Nate. That wasn't one we expected. You know, we got a couple bonus plays tonight. You know, the interceptions with Revis and Jamie, and you know, the fumble that Fleming handled. That was a tough play to make, and you know, the touchdown from Nate. So, you know, those are kind of plays you can't count on, but they fell our way tonight, and that was certainly helpful.
In your mind, why has Tom been so consistent over so many years, especially in the last decade, and why do you think he's still playing at such a high level?
He's a good player. Yeah, well, Tom's a good player. He works hard. He's in good condition. He's obviously very smart and experienced, and you know, he doesn't get fooled very often. But he works as hard as any player we have. You know, he comes in early, studies a lot of film, knows our game plan, knows what the defense is doing, and spends a lot of time on the practice field and after practice working on his timing and execution. So, you know, my guy's as talented as he is and works as hard as he does. Those results aren't that surprising.
Last question right here.
I'm going to follow a little bit of your questions, so I apologize, but it's Tom's sixth Super Bowl, most ever for a quarterback. You were with them all six. As you reflect on the battles that
get to the, at this level, in this conference championship level, is there anything that, that makes him more successful than a lot of, you know, a lot of those qualities you just mentioned, a lot of guys have had, but to get to six is unique?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, you got to have a good team, and there's, you know, all the components of it. I mean, one guy can't win in this league. All one guy can do is do his job, and you know, Tom does his job as well as anybody. I mean, I'm so thankful that he's our quarterback, and there's nobody I'd rather have. He does everything well. He manages the running game, you know, gets us out of some bad looks that the defense will occasionally, you know, show up in on a play, you know, executes well in critical situations like third down in the red area. I mean, the pass to Gronkowski. It was a great catch. It was a great throw. The pass LaFell last week was, you know, I mean, those are the kind of plays that win games. And you got to have both ends of it. You know, you got to have a great throw. You got to have a great catch. You got to be able to protect. I mean, there's a lot of people involved there. But, you know, Tom just does his job well, and that's really all he can do. And, you know, with a lot of other people doing their jobs well, then you have a good team. And we're fortunate that we have that this year.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, after winning the AFC title game over the Colts tonight at Gillette Stadium. He seems ready to go. He seems excited, right? I'm not. A lot of excitement in his voice. Really amped up. I think he's happy. I think you saw that on the field. He was pretty happy with his team and where they're at so far.
No question. Why wouldn't he be happy? He just blew out a team in the AFC title game going to his
sometimes
he's and he was Super Bowl. Very complimentary of his players, as he often is in these kinds of games, the big games. I think because he was really proud of the effort. That was a dominant total team effort tonight. I think he was proud of that.
Because you know what makes Bill Belichick Bill Belichick is that, as much as he says, you know, we've had a great team, we're very fortunate to have all that, is you know that he's already thinking about Seattle, and he's going to be watching film from Seattle in the next 24 hours. And you just know that for him, every minute that is spent doing something other than preparing for Seattle, he's not going to be comfortable or he's not going to be happy. That's kind of the way that guy is. So I think there's just a little bit of that. It's good that he's
I'm with you.
Enjoying it for the night.
And I do think that those are the kinds of games. I mean, obviously, listen, you win big games, you win playoff games, who cares how you win them? I'm sure he was just as happy last week, you know, even though there were a lot more things to be concerned about. But for a coach, it's got to be extra satisfying when you play on so well in all three phases. I mean, they made a play in a punt return game. They forced a turnover. I mean, not really forced a turnover, but they got a turnover while punting the ball. They were dominant on defense. I think the Colts had 209 yards of total offense. That's a pretty good offense to hold to 200 yards. I mean, that's pretty impressive. You force a couple of turnovers, and offensively, Andy said at the very top of the show, I think they scored touchdowns on, I think, four straight possessions at one point. What I mean, when you have a stopwatch that Andy does every week, and you really are scratching your head trying to figure out what you could possibly do to sell, that's pretty good. That's a well-rounded team effort.
Emails coming in, webradio@patriots.com. One from Salitha comes in. Super Bowl, here we come. I give us a healthy 30% chance of winning. But with that being said, can we win like today without a sweat? Or not, just win the damn Lombardi. Go Pats. That's coming in. 30% chance? I would like to give them better than 30%. I would go closer to the 50%. I think 30 is a little bit low. I think it's better than a 1-3 shot. Donald writes, I just saw Edelman talking to Gronk on the sideline with the beard. He looks like one of Santa's elves next to Gronk. Or is that Papa Smurf?
Papa Smurf, I like that.
Yeah. Simon writes,
I've actually heard people say they think he looks like a gnome.
His is a terrible beard.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
It's a bad beard. Yeah. His beard is almost like Lux. It's terrible.
Yeah. Simon writes, in all caps, we're going back to Arizona. Now that's out of the way. Did any of you get a chance to see CBS's pregame? We did not. We were on the air doing our own pregame. But Simon writes, they really seem to want the story to be Lux coronation. Happy that we didn't read that script. He's going to be a great QB. He probably already is. But
not today,
Paul,
he wasn't.
That Colts team is not close to elite right now. Anyway, we're on to Seattle. I think the Pats will be underdogs, probably deserved. But I'm sure Bill will let the team know it over the next 2 weeks. Go Pats, Simon in Montreal.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely going to be an eye open. Like, tonight he's got all the praise and, you know, great, I love you guys, I'm hugging. And then you get in here and it's going to be this drop. Edelman, why don't you try catching the ball when Brady throws it to you? And Brady, what are you doing throwing it right to a – they are going to get, as Adalys Thomas used to say, the old humble pie.
Yep.
Going to be like, what happened to the Bill from Sunday night?
Going to be a tough sell.
Ass whooping.
Going to be a tough sell. About the only thing that I could say, if you wanted to stretch – I thought the Colts had a number of open receivers tonight that Luck just missed. Either he missed them or they dropped them. A couple of times I thought they had some opportunities to catch passes and just didn't. But for the most part, I think Luck was just awful.
Thomas writes in, they should have had Trent Dilfer present the trophy to them. Hashtag D-bag. He used the whole word.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Pre-game pick. Boys, I watched NFL Network this morning, and most people picked the Colts. I watched ESPN and listened to Ray Lewis talk nicely about Brady. Screw NFL Network analysts and screw Ray Lewis. Pats 37, Colts 26.
Yeah.
Go
this
Pats.
This just isn't true. It's just not.
This came in at 10:22, but it feels like a pre-game email. And Jared follows up with, boys, you never read my pre-game comments and picks on the air. So please keep it up because we keep winning. That's from Jared in Canada. Okay, here's one. We were just talking about Bill being happy at the podium. James writes in, great win for everyone. Did you hear what Bill said on the podium? He was very smug in saying, we're on to Seattle.
That was
really?
Smug?
I didn't think that was smug at all.
It was the opposite. I think that was really playing up to the crowd. As someone who often finds fault with the gruff nature that Belichick can have at times, yep. I think that was a total attempt to play to the crowd
and have a personality
and have fun. Yes,
right. James
also
it wasn't all that far from that. I'm kept abreast of those situations. Yeah. Remember his late night appearance after the Janet Jackson?
He knows that has really generated a lot of strong will around the area. You know, we're on to Cincinnati. It started then, and he's continued that.
He James writes in also, how did you feel the crowd was today compared to last week? I thought last week was a little bit better because the game was more exciting and back and forth.
But when they blew the game open, the press box was shaking
again.
Yeah,
it was, once again. And they do the jump around. That's when things really get moving up there. Here's a PFW cover suggestion. Time to Revis it instead of revisit. Revis it to the Super Bowl. Kind of play on words there.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Andy didn't come up with it.
It's Randy from Maui.
No, I don't. I just don't like it. You came up with the Island of Doom, and as dumb as it was, I liked it.
John in South Carolina writes
I didn't come up with it, though. It was already out there in August.
John wrote, hey, guys, I apologize for giving Paul crap and doubting him when he said this would be an easy win. I apologize 1,000 times. I was wrong.
I don't really remember you giving me crap, so apology accepted, but no need.
All right. Another one from Tim writes, hey, guys, great win. Love the show. Listened all season. I would like to ask if you can remind Josh about the Buffalo game we lost when they read Bill Parcells' lips when he called the play at the end of the game. I don't know what this email's all about. I'm just going to cancel that one out.
Paul,
and keep going.
That's
going.
A you.
No idea.
Parcells' Patriots lost to Buffalo because they read his lips?
Yeah, I think that's one of those urban legends. But the game was in 1996. 17-10 loss at Buffalo, and they ran a draw on the last play of the game and got stopped. David Meggett got stopped, and the word was that they read his lips on the sideline. I don't believe that, but that's what the word was. I'm just wondering what the context is. Why are we talking about that?
I don't know.
Did Josh do it?
Like
you could read his lips or something on one play? Didn't cover him properly?
Maybe. Doesn't add context, and we're going to move. This is
Terry Glenn's first game, by the way. It was the second game of the year, and Glenn had to sit out the first game.
Let's go back to the phone lines.
When she'll be all right.
Dave's in Connecticut. I bet Dave's excited about this win tonight. What's up, Dave?
Oh, yeah, guys. What a win. You know, I've been calling for it all season long. Let's have some balance, boys. And we are like, that was a very balanced game.
Yep.
I still think we have, you know, one more to bang out here. And I'm not afraid of Seattle, guys. I got to be honest with you. I think, you know, obviously, you know, you're talking about, the running back.
Lynch.
And I think, you're talking about our running backs. I think that kind of equals each other out.
I don't.
All right. Brady's a much better quarterback than Russell. I think we have a better receiving quarterback. You know, I think it's going to come down to
who's a better quarterback than who?
Brady is a better quarterback than Russell Wilson is.
I believe we're all in agreement on this.
Blunt and Lynch is a draw.
That's not a draw.
I know, but that's
I don't think. What else we got? Have to worry about that comparison between him and Paul's
back.
No, I literally can't understand what the
hey, they've been drinking, Paul. Leave them alone.
I'm trying to get the gist of the call. Why are you yelling?
He thinks we're going to roll because you're being mean today.
I think we're going to roll, guys. And, you know, I think, you know.
Andy does, too.
We're talking about matchups, but.
I don't think there's any chance of that, but Andy does.
Across the board.
All right, Dave.
That said, we're on to Seattle.
We're on to Seattle, Dave. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Seattle.
he clearly had whatever he likes to drink.
He's been enjoying the night.
As the guy from Ireland would do, he hit the back shed for a few beers every couple quarters.
Jackson's in Washington. Hello, Jackson.
What's up, Mark? How are you?
Good. What's happening?
I just wanted to say something about Brandon Branner, and that I think we actually have an advantage over Seattle. His Branner's an ex-Seahawk, so he can tell Bill Belichick everything that Seattle wants to do offensively and defensively. So I think that might give us a little bit of an edge over Seattle when we play them in the Super Bowl. So on to Seattle, and I hope we destroy Russell Wilson. Take away all the receivers, and Revis is better than Sherman. And I'm glad with the win that we had, so go Pats.
All right, Jackson, thanks for the call.
Can't hurt, Jackson.
I don't want to be mean, but even the kids sound drunk.
This game.
I thought he was pretty good.
I thought he was pretty good.
For a kid caller?
I think he was in his teens.
Yeah.
What was wrong with this call?
I thought he
slurred some words.
Oh, no.
I didn't.
I think maybe
you've been drinking a little bit.
You know,
I wish this
game does have great storylines.
Oh yeah,
you know,
Carroll.
It's Pete Carroll versus his former team. Pete Carroll, I guess you could say, you know, versus the guy that replaced him in New England.
Yeah, I wanted to beat up on the Packers. I wanted revenge for '96.
So did I. So you've got the Pete Carroll element against the Patriots. You've got Darrell Revis, and they're not going to face each other on the field, but two guys that are in the conversation for who's the best corner in the game. And you've got Darrell Revis on one side, and you've got Richard Sherman on the other. So you've kind of got that back and forth. That could lead to some things. You've got Brandon Browner, who feels like, you know, Seattle kind of dumped him. I mean, I think he kind of expressed that a little bit when he moved on from Seattle and ended up here. So a former player from Seattle going up against his old team. You've got Brady and Belichick going into the sixth Super Bowl that they've had. Brady chasing that final one, which I think will kind of be one of the dominant storylines, that he's chasing number four. There's just a lot of good storylines and narratives going into this game.
There are.
Outside of the matchups, which those in and of themselves are fun, too.
Listen, I think Seattle, Seattle's one of those teams, too, that it sort of generates storylines because of the way they play and the way they act. They're a brash team.
And they're the defending champions.
And I think that's a big storyline because, you know, this is the first team that's gone back to, you know, first defending champs to go back to the Super Bowl since the 04 Patriots. And now they're trying to do the repeat first since the Patriots. And I know Patriots fans will be very – I mean, obviously you want to win the game. But if the Patriots were to have lost today, you know, they got upset by the Colts, I think a lot of people would have been rooting against Seattle in that game to sort of protect – the legacy in some way for the Patriots. They want to continue to be the last team to have repeated. So I think that's an added storyline. Obviously, you want to win the game for yourself, but you have the dual part of that. You want to make sure Seattle doesn't win the game so they don't join you in any of those exclusive clubs.
Let's go to Wade in Texas. Hey, Wade.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Wade.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah. Go.
Hey, I called in last week and talked about Amendola. And you guys brought it up a lot of times throughout the week, kind of had a hot debate, but, man, he had a big game today, huh?
You're being sarcastic,
being
I assume?
Okay. Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Because I do remember because Andy and I were trying to explain to Fred that often this year he's gotten very little in terms of opportunities. And when he has gotten them, he hasn't always taken advantage of them. Today was another one of those days. He got the ball thrown to him three times. He dropped one. He had a carry for minus two. He didn't really do much today.
Didn't really show up. But who did show up was Belichick and his ability to come with what no one's expecting, which kind of reminds me of some of the earlier years when we were going to the Super Bowl with Charlie Weiss, and 2 weeks in a row, just kind of come in with everything out of the playbook. And man, it's been an exciting run. I'm pumped about next week. I think Seattle's a good matchup for us. And I don't know who just said 30%, but that's crazy. We're looking more like a 60-65% chance of winning.
Andy's with you. Andy thinks they're going to blow him out.
Well, I think it's probably going to be a good game. I think it's probably going to be a little bit Ravens-like. But I do think there is a chance that they can blow them out. I don't think there's any chance Seattle will blow the Patriots out.
Well, I don't think Seattle blows you out in terms of the scoreboard.
Tell that to the Broncos.
I think 20-7 is a blowout for Seattle, and I could see that kind of a game.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm hoping for is a defensive game where some key plays are made. But Russell Wilson, I see Belichick doing what he does to younger quarterbacks. I know he's not a rookie. He's obviously got experience winning last year, but I don't see him.
Do you remember what happened the last time Russell Wilson played the Patriots?
I do. It was the playoff game, or not a playoff game, but it was one of the last games of the season a few years ago, right?
No, it was a regular season game early in the year, and he was only playing maybe his fourth or fifth game, and
you
Russell
mad,
Wilson torched him in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Torched Nate Ebner and Tavon Wilson.
Yeah, a little bit different. Exactly. A little bit different this time.
Still
around,
his
Wade.
Fourth game. He's a little bit different of a quarterback now too.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, I know, and he was facing a special teamer and a rugby player.
Quote from Revis.
Have a fun couple of weeks.
I know we are because you're gonna
blow out.
You're gonna rip the Patriots to shreds.
Well, I'm just gonna try to analyze the game. I mean,
and you don't think that it's different to be throwing against Devin McCourty, Patrick Chung?
I do, and I think it's a lot different to defend against this Russell Wilson than that Russell Wilson.
But nobody's
barely even throwing the ball.
I would say the Patriots have had a much better improvement in that time than Russell Wilson.
But all you're acknowledging is that Wilson is different.
I completely disagree.
Okay, well then you can disagree.
Well, you're both wrong. Because you're just playing one side. The side to play is the middle where the secondary is much better. He will not be torching Tavon Wilson and Nate Ebner, and he's better.
I think he's a lot better. I think that the secondary.
So the Patriots' secondary is not a lot better?
Yes, it is a lot
okay,
better.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying.
But I don't think it's even close in terms of how much more improved. I mean, it's one of those semantic arguments we don't need to
that's
get into
an
now.
That's Darrell Revis.
But
that really is.
It really is.
And Devin McCourty as a safety.
To Darrell Revis.
I think that maybe you guys think more of Russell Wilson in week four of his career than I do. I think he was a borderline not an NFL player then.
Oh,
I think the Patriots won 12
that
games that year, so they were okay.
Sorry you weren't on the Russell Wilson train early, Paul.
He was not even throwing the football. He had games where he was throwing the ball like 12 times. They
wouldn't
let him throw.
Because the Patriots won 12 games that year, Wilson and Ebner were competitive safeties. They were non-competitive at the position he beat.
And now they've upgraded to some of the...
I don't think that Russell Wilson was a competitive player that year. I don't think he was a good quarterback at the first half of that year.
Oh, I do.
The second half, he finally improved, and they finally let him throw the ball. The first half of the year, they were making him hand the ball off every play.
So you're saying it was basically a wash. Wilson, Ebner, and Wilson were all just a wash.
And I also don't think Wilson and Ebner started that game. They finished it.
They beat him.
That's the fourth quarter when he torched them. He threw one pass on those guys.
Right, but that's how he beat them.
Okay.
You were the guy that said he torched him in the fourth quarter to the caller.
Right.
You're going to go back
and
on
I think,
elbow?
But I think
what
he was, but I think he was terrible.
Welcome to
I think Russell Wilson
product.
Was terrible in the first
half. Paul just totally changed what he said.
He learned it from watching Fred.
No, I didn't. I didn't change it. He torched them, and I think he was a bad quarterback. Is my point.
The guys that he torched
were bad players.
So
I
much
agree.
Worse compared to what they have on the field right now.
They were out there tonight.
Quote from Darrell Revis.
Ebner was not out
on,
there tonight.
On being asked.
He was out there at the end of the game.
He was not out there in a competitive phase of this game.
Nope, he wasn't. Tavon Wilson was.
He was out. I never saw Tavon Wilson early in the game.
He was out there.
I never saw him.
He was out there.
Let me read this quote. Revis was asked tonight after the game. If he was
made
ready,
a big tackle on that Tipton guy.
If he was ready for a week or two of being compared to Richard Sherman, he said, quote, that's not going to happen. They then asked why, and he responded with, because I'm going to deflect the questions. That is why.
It's well done by the vet.
There you go.
I could not be more impressed with Darrell Revis off the field this season than I have been. I think he has handled absolutely everything thrown his way perfectly.
Including that.
He has really been dead on with everything he's done off the field.
Nope, I don't need to be ready for it. Well, why? Because I'm not going to talk about it. That's for you guys to do, not me. Phil Simms apparently called James Devlin Duckman at one point in the broadcast tonight.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think he may have, like, screwed up his name. Like, oh, that's James
it
Duckman.
It just came out Duckman?
Yeah. Or Duckman, however he said it. I don't know if it was.
I thought maybe I was missing, like, a, you know, James, Howard the Duck
James
reference.
James Duckman on the catch. No,
that's an embarrassment, Phil Sims, and you should be fired. He is a key member of this football team. You wouldn't make that mistake with Gronkowski or Revis or Brady.
Peter from Cambridge writes in, when Bill talks about his players, he almost always uses their first names. Should I be reading something into the fact that he calls Revis, Revis, and not Darrell?
It's a business relationship.
He just did it in the post game, and he did it on All Access. Is that respect for seniority, or did they not get along? Watching the Green Bay game against the Seahawks, I started the game hoping for Green Bay. Then the Seahawks were playing so poorly, I thought they would be easier. Then the comeback. Hard to know what to wish for now, but the Seahawks look a lot more beatable.
Yeah, and the Patriots look a lot less beatable. Tell me what you thought last week. Right? I mean, we're saying the Patriots looked great tonight and the Seahawks had to struggle and come back, right? And Wilson sucks and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, you might have felt a little differently last week.
In terms of the how Belichick refers to the players, I think that in general he refers to them the way that the other players refer to them. He always calls Dante Hightower, for example, High. Always. Now, I don't know if they just all call him Revis. In a shocking development, the CBS WBZ poll is 91% believe the Patriots will win the Super Bowl.
I laughed out loud earlier. I
want to know who the 9% of a-holes are that pick the Seahawks.
A couple Seahawks fans that are watching.
A couple of transplants.
Bill Walsh from Comcast.
Yes, Bill Walsh.
Frederick in Copenhagen writes, what a win. The Super Bowl can't come soon enough. Paul, did you give the nod after the muffed punt?
Before that.
It was before that.
It was on the pass that Luck threw over Reggie Wayne's head wide open for a first down on the first third down of the game.
This team, I
thought to myself, yeah. Luck needs to be perfect for them to win, and he already wasn't perfect.
He writes, this team has unfinished business. Brady's a mad bro with a payback. Pat's 34, Seattle 13. See the Seattle fans start leaving with about 5 minutes to go. That's some 12th man from Fred. Yeah, I saw some tweets on that. I didn't notice it when we were watching it here in the studio. But the 12th man out there had bailed on the game.
I didn't.
They had a bunch of empty seats there late in the game.
I didn't see that.
It's because they only had a 3% chance to win, according to ESPN.
Yeah, Mark in Winthrop writes, I just Googled James Devlin Duckman and got no results. File.
So there is no history on Google.
Of Duckman or Duckman. File under Sims Stupidity.
Doesn't Google tell you, like, we just searched, like, 8 gazillion files in less than a second?
Yep.
So it searched the entire World Wide Web, and never has anyone ever wrote James Devlin Duckman until Phil Sims said it.
Jason from Indiana writes, book your flight and grab your hotel, boys. We are going to Arizona, baby. On to Seattle. Let's party tonight. That's from Jason in Indiana. Let's go back to one more call before we take a quick timeout. We'll go to Robin in Jacksonville. Hi, Robin.
Robin!
That seems like a no-go there. We will try up next Chris in California. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's happening?
Great, Chris.
I was going to ask, what do you guys think about Seattle's offense? I mean, what I saw, Darrell Revis, you know, shutting down, you know, the receiver, T.Y. Hilton. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm actually confident that Patriots will win big just because their defense actually stepped up today. I don't see Seattle having any threats receivers.
What about the run game?
The run game, yeah. Marshawn Lynch, yeah.
Well, if they control the clock and run the ball like they can and run some of those read options with Wilson and do some of the athletic stuff, you're in trouble.
I'm concerned about that.
I mean, look how bad they looked against a semi-athletic quarterback last week, Joe Flacco. You're going to get a better running back and a better athletic-wise quarterback. That concerns me.
That's true. Well, we'll see what happens. Thank you.
Didn't mean to ruin your buzz, man.
All right. Thanks for the call.
And Seattle's defense is a lot better than Baltimore's.
What a buzzkill I just was for that guy. He was like, I got nothing. We're going to kill him. Oh, yeah, Marshawn Lynch. Oh, yeah, Wilson's pretty good.
You know what, though? You delivered it in a way that didn't seem like anybody was mad at you. I need to learn tonality issues from me.
Chris Ferreira will teach you.
Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from the quarterback, Tom Brady. That's next. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument of flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today. Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
Brady pulls away. Play fake to Blunt. Quick throw to a tackle. Eligible Soldier across the five. He's barreling over a defender. Diving to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
How about that? Don't throw it to anybody.
How was Zoe at the end of the game? How was Sosi? They must have been really jacked up tonight. They were jacked up last week. You're throwing a Super Bowl trip in there. Things get wild.
I would imagine the third quarter got a little bit excited in the broadcast booth when they put the game away. I mean, I felt really, really confident at half, 17-7. I felt like the Patriots sort of slipped up a little bit, let the Colts back in it, but they still had a 10-point lead. You knew they would play better.
Right.
In the third quarter, it just that was it. You go down and make it 24-7. You get the stop. It's 31-7. Game, set, match.
Match.
Over.
O-V-A.
It's over.
Over.
It's all over.
Let's get to Tom Brady.
And he's not happy with us.
TB12 at the podium. This is what he had to say just a short time ago at Gillette Stadium. He was a little bit late getting to the podium. Here's what
How you doing, guys? Sure. This one's going to be real quick. How are we doing?
Congratulations on making the Super Bowl. Do you think this team, top to bottom, offense, defense, special team, do you think it might be the most well-rounded and well-balanced team you've been?
We got a good team. So, you know, we worked hard to get to this point. It's hard to compare year to year. I think every situation is different. So we've had a lot of good teams in the past. You know, this one is going to have to, win a very important game to kind of leave our legacy. So we've got 2 weeks to prepare for it, playing a great team. Obviously proud of our effort tonight. Won 2 pretty tough games here, at home. And now we've got to go on the road and win another one.
Tom, you practiced that play with so much. You're all week.
Tom, today, Coach Belichick became the winningest coach in playoff history. You're going to become the first quarterback ever to start 6 Super Bowls. As you think about that, what does that mean to you in your 1 year of the last decade and a half?
I haven't had much time to reflect. I think, we're right in the middle of it. So it was, a great team win, and then we need it from all 3 phases. And to make to this point is a great accomplishment for our team. Hopefully our best is yet to come.
You practice that play with Lean Soldier probably all week long, if not all year long. When you call it in the huddle, does everybody kind of look around and say, really, this is the play we're doing now? Or does everybody say, okay, this will work?
Yeah, we thought it would work. It was a great time. Josh called it, and Nate made a great catch. You know, tough conditions out there. It's rainy. I mean, for God's sakes, he runs over two guys to get in there. So he ought to be. He played a little tight end his first year. So I don't know. Maybe we have more tricks up our sleeve.
Tom, this is especially gratifying for you because, for the first time, earlier this year, week 4, people were questioning you specifically, wondering, if maybe it was past your time. And so is this gratifying, this trip?
Well, I talked about that before, and just I think, there's a lot of motivation for a lot of different reasons, and I've had a lot of belief in my teammates over the course of the entire year. So, you don't want to judge your team after 3 or 4 games into the season. And it's important not to ride the roller coaster. So we put ourselves in a good position, getting into the playoffs, won 2 good home games, and now, we're in the Super Bowl. So it's pretty sweet.
Tom, you mentioned the word legacy. And so often these games become about somebody defining or validating what their whole career has been about. Do you agree with that take, that one 60-minute game can boil down to that? Or do you see there's some realistic perception to that?
Well, I think it's, for me, it's about, as our team, it's a journey, and I think being able to accomplish winning the final game of the year is, what you play for. So when you don't do that, you always feel like you come up short. There's 32 teams that started. There's 2 remaining. So we're trying to be the one that finishes off the season the way you'd want to, right? Like we wanted to from the start of the year. So it's a great challenge. We're going to play a great team. That's why they're in it too. They've overcome a lot of adversity too. They're really well coached. But we got 2 weeks to prepare, and we'll be ready to go. Thank you.
Short and to the point with Tom Brady. Not wasting any time up there. Not wasting any time at the podium.
Gotta get home to the boys.
Gotta get home.
As Paul said, he wants to celebrate. They were watching. They're ready. She was all jacked up too. What did she tweet out? That's the way, I like it or something. She tweeted out something. I don't know.
Murray in Halifax, Nova Scotia writes in, webradio@patriots.com. It's getting late. Hey, guys, I swear.
We haven't done one of these late post-game shows in a while.
I swear,
don't
Jim.
Don't worry, your new job's 10 to 2.
Jim Nantz called Ken Ninkovich during the game.
Jim Nantz called him Ken Ninkovich.
Ken Ninkovich.
I think that's far more.
Acceptable?
No. Unforgivable for the play-by-play guy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. For a color guy, you're right. It's more forgivable. You're definitely right on that.
It's not forgivable.
See, I think Ken is more okay than Duckman.
But I bet it wasn't Duckman.
It
came out Duckman in the email. I bet it was Duckman. That. Duckman.
It's not acceptable either. Although, to be fair, they haven't done a lot of Patriots games this year. Not nearly as many. They got on that Thursday night kick and stuff, and seemed like previous years we had them every week, Sims and Nance. This year was few and far between.
Apparently, Lawrence Tynes trying to crap on the Patriots on Twitter. Mark sent this over on email. Tweet from him says, "The Pats have learned to celebrate the hell out of those AFC championships because they know what comes 2 weeks later. 0-2 in Glendale. Hashtag 0-2 in Glendale."
Wow. He doesn't play anymore, right?
He's a freaking kicker.
But he was the Giants kicker.
I know what
you get
was.
It?
I know. He's still a kicker.
Every once in a while, Quincy Mark comes out.
It is. It's funny.
Because there's times that he's cynical.
Right.
From being with Felger and Maz.
Yep.
And then every once in a while, Quincy Beadle comes out.
Yep.
He's like, "Don't be talking about my team like that. I'll be taking fun. I'll be taking shots at us."
You're a kicker.
Kicker.
Yeah.
Kicker.
We've been to 6 Super Bowls with Brady. He's best ever.
Patriots tying most ever with 8, too.
That's correct.
Here's
Dallas
cover
and Pittsburgh?
I believe it's Dallas and Pittsburgh, yes.
Cover idea. Pats ride Colts to Arizona.
I don't love it.
Some guy outside wants to know if we want to put Chuck on the cover.
Chuck's kind of
loud. There's a lot of yelling and screaming outside the radio studio.
I don't know if that came over. Apparently, Arthur Jones had a very emotional and heartbreaking interview.
Did you see him before the game? He was bawling his eyes out during the anthem.
Yep. It says, "Did anyone see Arthur Jones' post-game comments? It's pretty sad and heartbreaking. You kind of feel for those guys."
Yeah, I mean, if you want to look at them as human beings and not the enemy.
Sure. Jake in Pittsburgh writes, hey, guys, great win. So pumped for the Super Bowl, but I disagree that it's a successful season if you don't win. If you win, you're 4-2 in Super Bowls. Spygate finally goes away, which is still a thing.
How does Spygate go away? I don't understand that whole theory.
Hold on. Let me at least finish the end of the email. And Tom and Bill's legacy may be the best ever. If you lose, however, and become 3-3, your legacy definitely will take a hit.
I think that's stupid.
Also, will there be a post-game show after the Super Bowl? Because there wasn't in 2011. Thanks, Jacob Pittsburgh.
There won't be this time either.
So he's saying if you win, it very much makes for a successful season because you're 4-2 in the game. Spygate is, you know, you finally have one that you didn't allegedly win with the cameras and all that.
I understand. And just so you know, it would make you 4-4 in the game. I mean, I know that we like to eliminate history before 2001, but as Andy just pointed out, this is the 8th trip to the Super Bowl for the Patriots.
Shut up out there.
All right. All right. Wow.
He doesn't like the CBS people. He's been feuding with them all night. In the back.
Well, they get in the way, right? They bring all these people here. I swear that 80% of them don't have anything to do. And they sit in that room over there like they're on their lunch hour.
Don't even get me started.
For 6 hours. Kevin, am I right?
You're right. You're more than right.
What do half of those people do out there?
Peter, you're right.
Out of their butt.
Like a bunch of, like, you know how they say, oh, we have runners, right? Like errand boys on big productions like that.
These are old errand boys.
I feel like there's 100 of them out there that don't have anything to do.
Don't you work for CBS?
It's not a CBS thing. It's a TV thing. Every game, it's like this.
These guys are CBS.
You know who's the worst? Is NBC. Those guys bring like 14 trucks and 4,000 people
all night in America. Just to get back to the point.
Yeah,
yes, it is a more successful season if you win the Super Bowl. That part I agree with. It's successful. I just don't think it's a failure of a season if you lose the Super Bowl necessarily.
I don't either. And I know that Andy was ready to jump on the whole Spygate thing, and I agree with him. I don't really understand.
Fred Wood.
If you think, Beetle, be nice. If you think. I'm glad he was nice.
He's such a punani, though. Like, he didn't do it to the guy's face. He closed the door
if you're
in case
those...
the guy was going to take a swing at him.
Pipe down in there.
What a punani.
If you're one of those people that think Spygate's a big deal, like, what are they going to do to tell you that it's not a big
night.
Deal?
Right. I don't understand.
So
that.
I don't really understand why people think if you win again, because I think there's a lot of people that would go right on and just think, well, what makes you think they're not doing something different
right.
now?
Yeah, I don't.
If you're a hater, you're going to hate. They cheated. They got caught. And that's what you're going to think of the Patriots. And I'm sorry, Patriots fans, that ain't ever going away.
Taylor Swift put it best.
You don't have to.
She did.
Haters going to
hate. Haters going to hate.
Hate. You don't know that song?
No. Well, I didn't realize that's what you were referring to when you
Beetle,
said it.
I know when you took your microphone home from Comcast that you were listening to a lot of Taylor Swift on your way home.
I very much was. Wow, you remember that tweet?
Yes, I do.
Nice
I do.
You.
I do.
It's very nice.
I might have to put it on Deadspin and then comment to
well,
it.
Well, you can put that along with your white supremacist stuff that ends up on Deadspin.
That is not what happened, and that's not anything I don't think we should be joking about.
Well,
douche.
No, hold on. It's only funny because someone thought you were, and you're clear you're not. I know you, and you're not.
Yeah, but this audience isn't totally, necessarily aware
and
with
they
all
totally misinterpreted a tweet of yours, which is just, like, I don't know how you could misinterpret it that bad. You know why? Because it was some dirtbag from Boston.com, which is an absolute joke of a website. That's why. I mean, throw some shots their way.
This guy trying to backpedal.
He's checking off everybody before he goes out here.
Yeah, that is what I'm doing.
In his own wussy, passive-aggressive way or whatever.
Oh, no, that's not true, because I tell the people from
that
the Globe.
That guy right there.
No, him. Connector guy out there.
So in the next, like, 3 minutes, can you tell Andy, too, how much you hate him, too?
Yeah, you're going to tell me how much you hate me, too? He's been telling me that all year.
I don't hate you, Andy. That's not true. I can't wait for a week in Arizona with you two. Gotta be some fun.
We'll never see you, just so you know.
Why?
Because we won't cross paths.
Why?
You're in a different time slot. You're in a different area. We're like a half hour outside of where you are.
Why, you guys don't go out at night? You just hunker down?
Well, I tried. I tried to offer going out at night, and I got made fun of.
What are you, Scalavino? What are
you doing?
Hunker down in the hotel room with the Spectre vision?
Some of us will be going to 8 a.m. press conferences, not rolling out of bed at 2 for radio.
That is true.
It's not 2 p.m. It's a noontime program out there. I'm not staying near Radio Row, which means I have to leave my hotel every day by about 10 a.m.
Oh, God. We'll have to be up a lot earlier than that.
And the last two Super Bowl trips I've on, they've forced me to go cover press conferences.
Oh, so we might see you then.
So you may see me.
Does that mean that there's going to be no pizza for you, me, and Jeff Howe?
That's a strong possibility that won't be happening. Yeah, that probably won't be happening. I can't, no one knows what that one is either.
Nope, not at all. Yeah. Terrible radio.
Yeah, it is bad radio. All right, well.
You're not going to end on that, are you?
You've got 2 weeks to get ready for this thing. What else do you want to end on?
Embarrassment.
What else do you want to end on?
I got nothing.
You want to talk to another caller? Let's talk to Mark in Utah before we go.
Unload the callers.
Yeah, Mark's on there.
Empty the
Mark?
Lines. Mark!
Hey.
What's up?
You guys are still alive. Good to know.
Yes, we are.
First of all, go past. Second of all, the Nova Scotia lady who says that Nick Evans was called Ken, that's incorrect. Jim Nance actually said it's again Ninkovich. It was on the second bat of ball.
So somebody was drunk.
See why I automatically don't believe these things?
Wait, but did he call, did Sims call Devlin Duckman?
I never heard Duckman. I'm not sure where that came from.
Duckman.
That as well. I don't know if the, yeah. Never heard of that in my life. I'll check that. But as far as I know, I never heard Duckman come out of his mouth, but I could be wrong. I was screaming at my TV a lot, so I'm probably over-screaming Phil Sims, so, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have to scream, though. It was screams of joy, correct?
One question, then I'll let you guys go so you guys can go home and get drunk or whatever you do. But the comment is...
I usually stay up all night with three kids, but go ahead.
Sorry. The kickoff for for the Super Bowl, the bet line... is that a pick'em, which is the first time it's ever happened. So in saying that, for all Patriot fans, please quit saying we're going to blow out Seattle. Just quit saying it. I mean, it's a highly anticipated game. It's two very good football teams. Seattle's very good. I mean, a 12-point deficit in 3 minutes was cut in the race, and then they end up winning in overtime. It's not going to be a blowout, which I'm sure we were all hoping for, but I'm not seeing that. Second of all, the running game, which you guys were talking about, my concerns are when you look back last week to Forsett doing what he did to New England, Marshawn Lynch, and not to mention just Lynch, but his backup, Robert Turbin, are just as lethal and just as athletic. My question to you guys is, how do you stop them? And if you can't stop them at all, what do you do to contain Lynch and to contain Robert Turbin? Because I think if we contain the run game, then I'd say we can somehow, if any way possible, we can maybe contain the short passing game of Russell Wilson. But I'll leave it at that. Hey, guys, thank you so much for taking my phone call. Go, Pats, and we'll see you in Super Bowl.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark, write this down.
Tackle.
No, you're not going to be in sub, first of all. You're going to play straight base defense in all likelihood. You're going to have bigger bodies on the field. You're going to utilize your personnel in a different way. Am I sure you're going to shut them down? No, I'm actually quite sure you're not going to shut them down. The Seattle Seahawks are going to run the ball with some success on you, right? I mean, you don't go into that game thinking, you know, we're going to hold the Seahawks to 65 yards rushing. I think you go into that game understanding they're going to have some gains on the ground. You just can't allow them to churn it out. And the big thing you can't do is allow them to do run, first down on a pass, or you know what I mean, and keep moving the chains. At some point, you need to make some plays in there.
Yeah, when you have the successful stops of the run, you have to make sure that they don't then convert with Russell Wilson.
And it's similar to, you know, what the Ravens did, except instead of the bootlegs, it's the chance that he pulls that out of Marshawn Lynch's belly and runs the other way for a big gain, because he can do that. And we've seen Chandler Jones get caught inside a lot in his career, not only in option-type plays, but even just against Cam Newton and Michael Vick. So that's a scary proposition.
Final call of the night goes to Dave in Tampa. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
Awesome. So, awesome. I think since my call, we have a couple weeks to talk about the Seahawks coming up. But what I want to talk about is Adam Vinatieri missing a huge kick early, wide right. Do you guys think it's his last kick of his career?
I doubt it.
I wouldn't think so, just because, you know, he was the all-pro kicker this year, and I would think he'll come back for another year. But I guess when a guy's 42, you never know when he decides he's had enough. But I would think he'll be back.
I just think it's kind of pretty crazy when he comes back to Foxborough and just misses a huge kick wide right. And especially after he talks about...
He's not Scott Norwood, you know.
Yeah, what is so crazy about him missing it wide right?
He's missed consecutive weeks wide
right. Yeah, he's 0-2 in the postseason, right? Oh, no, he missed it. He made one.
But, as we talked about earlier, I think there was some crosswinds going on. I think there were some issues there. But the bottom line is, during the regular season, he didn't miss until the season finale. And he is the all-pro kicker.
Let's call it what it is. It was an irrelevant footnote in the game.
It was not a big
would have been 45-10.
All right, that just about does it here for us on the Xbox One Patriots post-game show. And that, oh, come on, we got a little bit to say here, Kev, before we go. We're wrapping up the season on the program.
Wrapping up a career is what we're wrapping up.
Well, we'll get to that.
Your career is over as a post-game analyst, pre-game analyst, and really working any other shift other than 10 to 2.
Beetle, you're welcome back. I know you're a big shot now, but we do appreciate you spending your Sundays with us for the last 2 years, and I hope you keep us in mind, you know, when jobs open up.
Now we just have to figure out who the next big-timer is that we're going to make into a star. We did it for Adam Jones. He's a star now. I hear him doing play-by-play on Celtics games, color on Celtics games. You're getting your own show.
I don't know that to be true. That's a rumor.
That's what I read.
I can only listen, if it's in the Globe, I have to believe it.
I wouldn't believe it if it's in the Globe.
Yeah, that's true. When did Vollmer play left guard this year?
Right. So, you know, that's the rumor on the street. That's what they say. But
keep this going. I haven't posted yet.
I would say that it's been a great year here on the show. Once again, the last 2 years have been great. We can't do the show from the Super Bowl because, technologically speaking, it just can't happen.
Nope.
Because we will all be at the game covering the game. And
they don't let people screw around.
The setup at the Super Bowl just doesn't allow for a pre and a post. So right. It's not that we don't want to do it or we don't want to talk to you.
It's kind of that we don't want to do it.
Come on, Paul. That's not true.
No, I'm just kidding.
It would be awesome to do a pre and a post for a Super Bowl. There's nothing I would want to do more.
I love doing the shows. I love all the radio shows we do. I've been trying to get a real radio job for years, Beetle. No one wants me.
Keep on trucking, Paul.
Yeah. Keep on, keep
on. Keep on, keep on, keep on. So we just can't do it from the Super Bowl in Glendale as much as we would like to. It's just technologically not going to be possible, and the Super Bowl is no joke. There's a lot of restrictions on what you can and cannot do there.
Tight security.
Very tight security. So we will all be out there, and of course you can still tune in between now and then to PFW in Progress and all the other great shows here on Patriots.com radio. So make sure that you do. I don't believe I will be back here next season. So this is the end.
I don't believe
you
will be either.
I don't believe I will be back.
I think you
here.
Might be otherwise employed.
I think it's a virtual guarantee.
You may still do pre and post games, but I'm not so sure they will be on this website.
I know nothing about that. All I know is that I don't believe I will be back here in this spot next season.
I actually believe I'll be talking to you every other game next year.
What's today's date? Anyone? Bueller?
19th now.
19th.
Started out the 18th.
Paul's working over
he
there.
Really
he's posting.
Is.
All right, so fellas,
it's been real.
Good
been
season.
Fun.
Now the real fun begins for the Patriots. They're going to the Super Bowl. I thank all of you for listening all season long, for listening throughout the playoffs, and all the people who have emailed in, called in, and been a part of it. It's been a lot of fun. We get a lot of regulars, a lot of people that check in with us every week, and it's been a great experience. So I just want to say thanks to all of you as well. Thanks to Paul. Thanks to Andy.
Thank you, Mark.
As much as I don't like you, Andy.
Thanks, Beetle.
Thank you, Andy.
It's not very nice.
We'll see you Wednesday.
And come on, go on. Let's go out some night in Arizona.
I'll be more than
happy
to go.
You know, I mean, I don't want you to pull a Scalavino on me.
I won't bring Eric if you don't bring Felger.
Hey, is this...
we can arrange for that to happen.
Is this 25 cast with 25 players with the Sports Hub? What is the Sports Hub situation with the entertainment?
There are cliques.
You can bring Tony. I like Tony.
There are cliques. Maz, not one to go out very often.
Really?
Yeah, he's kind of a
downer. I figured he gets around the ladies and he can't control himself.
Nope, he's very mellow. And very locked down. He's a Scalavino of the Sports Hub. That's what I'd say. Yes.
No.
Watching a movie.
That is very disrespectful to Tony Maserati right there.
Sitting in his room watching
a
movie.
He's a good guy.
So we'll see, but let's get together. What do you say?
Indeed. We'll be out there. We'll have fun. And we should remind everybody, not only do we have PFW in Progress this coming week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, normal schedule, noon to 2, but then we'll be broadcasting live from the hotel in Arizona, the Patriots team hotel, PFW in Progress, all week long leading up to the game.
And
so,
after the party, it's the hotel lobby, as you know.
I believe we're the only outlet that broadcasts live from there, right, Paul?
That is correct.
Jodeci over here.
Jodeci.
Isn't that, that's...
it's R. Kelly.
Yeah, R. Kelly. Kelly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God's sakes.
Ignition, right?
Yes. A great song, by the way.
The things you learn.
I think that might be
Jodeci,
moments.
Too.
I think you might have stolen it from Jodeci.
No, it's definitely R. Kelly's Ignition.
And
running out of music.
After the party
song,
is the
hotel lobby.
And after the...
That's R. Kelly.
I think he stole it from Jodeci. I think Jodeci predated that.
I think you're stuck in the 90s.
I love Jodeci.
Do you?
I love Jodeci.
All right, we're going to end on that note. Andy loves Jodeci.
Andy loves Jodeci.
Can I get some Jodeci?
Joni loves Chachi.
And we're out.
Shakes his head.
Go Pats in 2 weeks. Beat the Seahawks. One of the three hosts does not have pants on right now.
That'd be me.
This has been the Xbox One Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com radio.
Brady pulls away from center. Deep drop by Tom. Pump right. Fires down the middle. Gronk has it. Touchdown, Patriots. A dagger from Brady.
Sunday, February 1st, the Patriots will play the Seattle Seahawks in Super Bowl 49. Kickoff from University of Phoenix Stadium is set for 6:30 p.m. Be sure to stay tuned to Patriots.com radio for full programming during the next 2 weeks leading up to the big game.
Shotgun snap to Tom. Throws down the middle for Gronk at the five. Out of a tackle into the end zone. On his feet for the touchdown for the Patriots.
For more news, analysis, and reaction to today's game, tune into Patriots.com radio all week long. Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of the Xbox One Patriots postgame show.